alongside our excellent crew. The Rancho Cucamonga Quake, 62-49, 21-24 on the season. Their starting lineup tonight: Nico Perez leads off, Jaron Elkins batting second, Chase Harlan third, and Jose Meza in the cleanup spot. Myro Martinez hit a home run last night. He bats fifth. Jackson Nicklaus batting sixth. Bottom three in the Quakes lineup: Victor Rodriguez, Angel Diaz, and Cheng Sen Ko rounding out the lineup. Marlon Nieves will make the start for the Quakes. On the bump for the Rawhide, Adonis Perez. He's a veteran by Cal League standards in nearly his second full year with the Rawhide. 7-5 this year, leads the Rawhide with wins, a 5.50 ERA. Last outing at Valley Strong Ballpark for Perez, 7 shutout innings, and he earned a Cal League Pitcher of the Week honor, making his 33rd total appearance this season, his 11th start. 171 innings pitched with the Rawhide over his 2 years playing. His first pitch home of the night, cut on and missed by Nico Perez, and we're underway on this really quite pleasant evening for the middle of August in Visalia. Perez turns, throws outside, 1-1. This year, 11 starts, 19 total appearances for Perez, 5.50 ERA and 75 and a third innings of work. 1-1. Side, 2-1. Those 75 innings lead the Rawhide. 55 strikeouts. He'll pitch to contact. Just 30 walks. 2-1. Japanese for a strike. 2-2 to Perez. Rawhide in bad need of some good starting pitching. It's been a tough last couple days for Rawhide starting pitching. Back-to-back days of Quakes wins with Rancho scoring 7 runs apiece. Throw home and it sails outside. The count full to Perez. Quakes lead this series 2-1 and the Rawhide 4 games back of first place. Desperate need of a win tonight, chasing their playoff hopes. Pitch home. Just missed inside. Ball 4. Perez works a leadoff walk and a Perez on Perez matchup. Rawhide defensive alignment tonight around Adonis Perez. Carlos Virahonda catches. Enyavert Perez at first. J.D. Dix at second. Yerald Nin at short. And Yasel Soler at third. Jaron Elkins, righty batter. Perez takes off. Pitches in for a strike. Throw down to second is not in time. Stolen base for Nico Perez. In the outfield for the Rawhide, Trent Youngblood in left. Jaque Josefa manning center. And Matias De La Cruz in right field. Nico Perez quickly in scoring position with nobody out here in the top of the first. 0-1 count to Jaron Elkins, who had a nice night last night. 2 runs, a double, and a single. He takes low. 1-1. Rawhide certainly want to avoid a repeat of last night. 5 runs in the first 2 innings for the Quakes. Rancho has scored first in the first 3 games of this series. Perez working on the third base side of the rubber deals. Lines left side, outside of the reach of Soler and into left. Perez will hold at third as Youngblood tosses it in. A base hit for Jaron Elkins, and there's runners on the corners with nobody out here in the first.
Now batting for the Quakes, number 54, Chase Harlan.
Slider right down the middle, and Elkins with his third hit of the series. Runners on the corners for Chase Harlan, big righty batter. Island hitting 217 on the season in his 13th game with the Quakes. Highly touted prospect, number 19 ranked prospect in the Dodgers organization. Pitch home, and it misses inside, 1-0. It's a talented and young Quakes lineup, and they've clicked over the last 2 nights. 7 runs, 11 hits last night. Here's the 1-0, not yet, as Perez steps off a pickoff throw to first. Elkins gets back to the back. Perez at third, Elkins at first. Elkins leads the Cal League in stolen bases. He's got a 3-stride lead at first. Carlos Virahonda making a second straight start beyond the plate. Elkins takes off, but it's a swing and a ground ball through the left side for a hit. Perez will score, 1-0 Quakes. A single and back-to-back hits to start the night for Rancho Cucamonga. A little hit and run. Another slider right down the middle. Call that middle for a hitter. That'll light up a batter's eye. Arlen knocks in his 9th run of the season and just his 13th game with Rancho Cucamonga. Elkins at second, Harlan at first, and Jose Meza, the cleanup batter, stands in. Here's the pitch at the knees for a strike. Perez working on the third base side of the rubber. He's still looking for his first out. Deals. Swing and a miss. 0-2. Last night, Mervin Fell only got 2 outs in his start for the Rawhide. And Visalia had a bullpen day. All 10 bullpen arms have been used by the Rawhide in this series in the first 3 games. No starter has gone longer than 3 innings for the Rawhide in the first 3 games. Really uncharacteristic of how good Visalia pitching has been at home most of this season. It's been a tough week. Throw home. Lined up the middle and into center field, a base hit. Elkins will hold it third, and the bases are loaded with nobody out. It was a changeup on the outside corner, and Meza blasted it into center field at 101 miles an hour.
Batting for the Wings, number 9, Myro Martinez.
Myro Martinez hit a home run last night. He will come to the plate with the bases loaded and nobody out. Josh Goose and Brown, the Rawhide pitching coach, walking out to the mound to chat with Adonis Perez. Perez, he tends to, you know, he's kind of an inning eater. 75 innings of work this season, most of any Rawhide player. He's gone at least 6 innings in his last 3 outings. That included a 6-inning start against the Quakes, where he did allow 5 runs, but got plenty of run support. Rawhide won 11-5. But still looking for his first out here in the first inning. Got a full count to Nico Perez, a walk. Elkins singled. Harlan followed with a base hit through the left side, and Meza a single up the middle. 3 hits and a walk, 1 run across for the Quakes. And a very dangerous Myro Martinez steps in with a chance to do some major damage. 250 batting average with 54 driven in for Martinez. The pitch. A strike at the knees. Slider coming around from Perez. Haven't seen a whole lot of fastballs yet for Perez. Heavy dose of sliders and changeups. Sets above the belt. Deals. Driven into right. Long run in for De La Cruz. He reaches up and makes the catch. Here comes Elkins. The throw is wide of home, and it's 2-0 Rancho Cucamonga. Well, and out for Perez and the Rawhide. Elkins doubles the lead, and Harlan goes to third. Runners on the corners. One out here in the first. Now the monkey's off the back, at least for Perez. He's gotten an out. Now a chance to settle into this start. He'll face his first lefty of the day, Jackson Nicholas, the left fielder. Lefty's only hitting 195 against Perez this season, but there's only 2 lefties in the lineup today for Rancho Cucamonga. Pitch home from the southpaw's high. Runner takes off, and he coming home is Harlan. A collision with Verahonda. Did he get his glove down? The ball's in his hand. No. Harlan is safe. D. Garner, Rawhide manager, coming out to chat with Jose Sandoval. It was a double steal. Meza took off to second. Harlan started coming home. Nin, the shortstop, cut in front of the ball and threw home, hoping to get Harlan out. And Verahonda tried to get the glove down on Harlan, who had to swim around Verahonda. Harlan certainly out, but it might have been catch interference if it's ruled Verahonda is completely blocking the path. Jose Sandoval, he pointed down at Verahonda and then pointed safe. I thought originally, though, he was looking at the baseball to see if it was still in the glove of Verahonda, which it was. That's the only explanation I have there, is that it had to be catcher's interference. He didn't give a space for Harlan, because Harlan was clearly out, as Nicholas grounds one foul. So it's 3-0 Quates. Harlan will get credit for stealing home. Meza at second, and still just one out. That's where I wish the umps had a mic like they do in the big leagues and explained everything to the crowd. Throw home. This is inside. 2-1. We're left guessing up here in the broadcast booth. Three nothing Quakes here in the top of the first. One out. Meza at second, the pitch. Outside, and it's 3-1. There is no action in the Rawhide bullpen right now. 20th pitch of the inning. Upcoming for Adonis Perez. The pitch. Outside, ball four. Nicholas works a walk. That's the second walk from Perez. Uncharacteristic lack of command for Adonis. It's the first time in over a month walking two batters in a start, and it's happened here in the first inning. Four straight starts with one walk or less. Meza at second. Nicholas at first. One out. Victor Rodriguez will stand in. The pitch, double steal, throws inside Verhonda. Great throw down to third, and out is Meza. Double steal did not work out for John Shoemaker. That was a terrific throw from the catcher, Carlos Verhonda. And Meza was out by a mile with Soler applying the tag. Big second out for the Rawhide, trying to help get Perez through this first inning. Here's the pitch. Outside, 2-0. 4th runner, Carlos Fierhonda's thrown out this season in his 12th start behind the dish for Visalia. 2 outs, runner at second. 3-0 Quakes. The pitch. On the outside corner for his strike, 1-2. Rodriguez, the 7th batter of the inning for Rancho Cucamonga. Some fans still finding their seats. And the Rawhide have taken... Quakes have taken a 3-0 lead. 1-2. Lined up the middle, over the second base bag and into center. Meza is sent. Here's the throw from Josefa. It's up the line, bouncing over the head of Verhonda. Meza is safe, and Rodriguez will take second. That was Jackson Nicholas scoring. Meza was the runner thrown out, so Nicholas scores to make it 4-0. An RBI single for Rodriguez. He advances to second on the throw, and the Quakes outdo themselves from last night when they scored 3 in the first. They've scored 4 in the first here tonight. Angel Diaz, the catcher, stands in. The pitch. Swing and a miss. There is now some stirring in Visalia's bullpen. A 1. Inside, 1-1 to Diaz. Press sets at the chest, peeks back at second, kicks and throws. Inside, Diaz hops out of the way. 2-1. 7 runs on 11 hits last night for the Quakes. They have 4 runs on 4 hits, 2 walks here in the first frame. 2-1. At the knees for a strike, 2-2. That's a beautiful evening for baseball, 95 degrees. First pitch, it was 97 today. Nothing but a bright blue sky overhead, light breeze, 6 miles an hour up to 10 miles an hour, blowing out to right center field. 2-2. Lined into left. Youngblood racing in. He'll play it on a hop. Rodriguez is set. The throw is up the line and bounces off the glove of Verhonda back to the backstop. And Diaz will go down to second. An RBI single for Angel Diaz to make it 5-0. Rancho Cucamonga.
Now batting for the Wings, number 46, Jason Poe.
Burrow was a little up the line. Verhonda tried to slap down a back tag, but it bounced away from him, and that allowed Diaz to take an extra base. Ching Sen Ko is due up, the ninth batter of the inning. Rawhide infield is meeting with Adonis Perez. No Rawhide coach has emerged from the dugout. There is a right-hander throwing in Visalia's bullpen. I like to hide behind the Party Works billboard that gives them some shade. Sorry to see who it is. That was just a infield meeting with Perez. Trying to get this last out of the first inning. He's at 29 pitches. As a right-hander continues to throw in Visalia's path. The left-hander, Ching Sen Ko, ninth batter of the inning, designated hitter, the throw. At the knees for a strike, 0-1. A five-run first for the Quakes after they scored three runs in the first inning last night. Rancho has scored first in every game in the series. The 0-1 on the outside corner for a strike. Quickly 0-2. Perez peeks back at second and deals. Lined off the end of the bat at a shallow center and down for a hit. Diaz will hustle around. Yosepa's throw is a good one, and he is out. Verhonda held on to the baseball. Diaz out at the plate. Great throw from Yosepa, and the inning is over. Five runs, six hits for the Quakes. It's the Rawhide to bat on the other side on the Rawhide Broadcast Network and MyTV 53 from the Learn for Life press box.
At Learn for Life High Schools, I can be myself.
I can feel safe.
I can go to school at times that work for me.
I can prioritize my mental health.
I can have a better school-life balance.
I can work at my own pace.
I can control
my narrative.
At Learn for Life High Schools,
I can control my own education.
I can change
my story.
And so can you.
Enroll anytime to control your education.
Completely free.
Meet Liana, a part-time chef and full-time mom. In the past, Liana didn't have health insurance because she didn't think she could afford it. What she didn't realize is she qualified for Medi-Cal. She loves the coverage and peace of mind that comes with high-quality care. The kind of care you get with Anthem Blue Cross. This is Medi-Cal, and it's for more people than you think, maybe even you. To see if you qualify, go to chooseanthem.com/CA. That's chooseanthem.com/CA.
Back in Visalia, bottom of the first inning, a five-run first for the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes. Visalia's lineup presented by Anthem. J.D. Dix leads off. Alberto Barriga batting second. Yacel Soler batting third. Carlos Verhonda in the cleanup spot. And Trent Youngblood batting fifth. Enyvert Perez bats sixth. Bottom three in the Rawhide lineup. Harold Nin, Abdias De La Cruz, and Jacquet Yosepa. Marlon Nieves makes the start for Rancho Cucamonga, the 20-year-old, making his fifth start of the season, second against the Rawhide, started his year in the Arizona Complex League with the Dodgers. Wow, two runs on two hits over five innings and a no decision in his last outing against the Storm for Nieves. 1.45 ERA so far across his four starts. He's been pretty sharp, just three earned runs allowed in 18 and two-thirds innings of work. Nieves fires home. First pitch ball outside to J.D. Dix. Switch hitter batting lefty. J.D. takes outside. 2-0. Rawhide will try to answer after a five-run first inning for Rancho Cucamonga. 2-0. The top of the zone for a strike. 2-1. Beautiful night for baseball, as you mentioned. Really good crowd on hand. 2-1. The knees for a strike, 2-2. Grandstands are pretty filled up tonight. Pasture is busy. The group decks are full. Should be north of 2,000 in the ballpark tonight. As Dix fouls one away. It stays 2-2. Hoping to see the ride put up some fight. Visalia fell behind early last night by 4 runs and did fight back. They cut the lead to just 1, but never tire take the lead. 2-2. Swing and a miss. Ball's in the dirt. Dix hustling down to first. Diaz's throw in time. 1 out. Around the diamond for the Quakes, Angel Diaz is catching Victor Rodriguez at first, Nico Perez at second, Myro Martinez at short, and Chase Harlan at third in the outfield. From left to right, Jackson Nicklaus, Jaron Elkins, and Jose Meza. Alberto Barriga, designated hitter, righty batter, stands in. Barriga batting second in the lineup. A bit of a rarity, but the second time this week. He takes inside for ball one. D. Garner trying to give him a little boost of confidence, moving him up in the order. The pitch inside to an 0-2 Alberto, sitting 208 on the season with 27 driven in. 1-for-5 in the series. He had a double on Tuesday, a pair of walks on Wednesday from home. Sails upstairs, 3-0. Started the season as the number 27-ranked prospect in the D-back system. 3-0. Inside, ball four. Starts his day off with his third walk of the series. Rawhide Walk is presented by Save Mart. Walk or drive to your neighborhood Save Mart, fighting inflation for you every day. 1 on, 1 out for Yasel Soler. El Toro hitting 246 on the season with 12 home runs, tied for the fourth most in the Cal League. Here's the pitch. Upstairs, 1-0. Nieves, 6 walks, 20 strikeouts, and 18 and two-thirds innings of work. Batting average against at 159. Stuff's really good, but that is a fair amount of walks. 1-0. This is upstairs again. 2 balls, no strikes to Soler. Visalia, 8 hits and 3 walks last night. Nieves spins around to first. And Barriga back to the bat. Ride had plenty of base runners last night. They were 1-for-8 with runners in scoring position. And they also didn't have any extra base hits. Upstairs, 3 balls, no strikes to Soler, who steps out, nods his head, looks down at third base, the Rawhide bench coach, Gifton Gope. He's at third, and Tommy Murphy, Rawhide hitting coach, is at first base today. D. Garner, the manager, is in the dugout. The pitch on the outside corner for his strike, 3-1. Soler will swing away now. Yasel's had a great series, 4-for-10 and 3 walks. 3-1. Fly, foul. Elevated fastball, 97 from Nieves. It's a dangerous pitch, though, to throw to Soler. He likes those fastballs above the zone. Watching him at batting practice hammer a couple of those pitches way over the left field wall. Nieves steps off. Pickoff throw back to first. And Barriga back to the bag. Nieves at the belt. Peeks over his shoulder at first. Barriga's got deceptively good speed for a catcher. And the payoff. Inside, ball four. 97-mile-an-hour fastball, but it missed way inside. Back-to-back walks. From Marlon Nieves.
Now batting here high, number 24.
Barriga at second, Soler at first. And early command issues for the native of the Dominican Republic. And Ramon Trancoso, Quakes pitching coach, out to chat with the young righty. baseball's kind of like a tennis match. If someone breaks serve, you want to break right back, and that's key here for the Ride, scoring at least a couple runs and seizing some momentum back at the bottom of the first after a five-run frame from the Quakes. So what feels like a very important weekend for the Rawhide. There's 21 games left to play in the Cal League. Visalia is 4 games out of a playoff spot, but they're also 1 game behind Lake Elsinore. So tied for 3rd right now. 4 games back of a playoff spot. They really need to win 2 or 3, it feels like, this weekend. First pitch home to Carlos Virahonda, in for a strike at the knees. Barriga at second, Soler at first, 1 out in the first. Here comes the 0-1 to Virahonda. Fouled straight back. 0-2 to Carlito. It's been a terrific start to Virahonda's single A season. 20 games today. 280 batting average with 21 hits and 9 driven in. The pitch. Oh, high and tight and back to the backstop. Virahonda ducks out of the way, and both runners advance. 98, but way up and in, and it's a good thing Virahonda is not very tall. Only 5'11", and that's probably being a little kind. But get out of the way. So Barriga's at third, Soler at second, just 1 out. Comes the 1-2 pitch to Virahonda. Side, Virahonda takes the changeup. 2-2. Standard Trent Youngblood on deck. Quakes 5, Rawhide nothing. Visalia trying to answer the Quakes' offensive surge in the first. 2-2. Flied off the end of the bat, right side in foul territory. Rodriguez over in front of the Quakes' dugout, reaches up and makes the catch. 2 away.
Now batting
here
high, number 32, Trent Youngblood.
Trent Youngblood will stand-in hitter. 2 in scoring position, 2 out in the first. Youngblood hitting 250 on the nose this season, 369 on base percentage, which is second best on the Rawhide. 1-for-9 in the series. Base hit yesterday. The pitch. Upstairs for ball 1. Change up. Sitting right around 90-89 from Nieves. Fastball really with some serious kick. Has already touched 98, but he's struggling to find command with it. 1-0. Upstairs again. He stayed with the changeup. 2-0 to Youngblood, who's stranger to patient at bats. 48 walks on the season for Trent. That's the most of any active Rawhide player. 2-0. Inside. Now he missed with the fastball. 3-0 to Youngblood. He says, been a week so far outside of Tuesday, especially the last 2 nights. Been a week of offense. 3-0. Right down the middle. Youngblood taking all the way. 3-1. 7-4 win for the Quakes last night with lots of runners on base all night. It was a 7-6 win for the Quakes on Wednesday night. Visalia got a 3-2 walk-off win on Tuesday. 3-1. Line into left. This will get down for a hit. One run is in. Soler hustling around for third. He will score without a throw. Youngblood is into second, safely under the tag. Trent Youngblood gets the Rawhide started with a 2-out, 2-RBI double. And the lead trimmed to 3.
Now batting beer high, number 18, Inyaverse.
Felt like a must-have hit for the Rawhide to get some runs on the board, and Youngblood comes through with his 5th double of the season. And Yvert Perez stands in, righty batter. This will be the 27th pitch for Nieves. A strike at the knees. Walks from Barriga and Soler, and Youngblood comes through with a 2-RBI double. On an extra base hit for the Rawhide after they were held without one last night. A one. Upstairs. One ball and one strike to Enyavert Perez. Native of Venezuela playing in his ninth game with the Rawhide. Nine hits in nine games. The throw. It's fouled. Right off the pole running down the right side of the netting. Perez saw his six-game hit streak end last night, but he still reached in all but one game so far this season. Seven straight games now. The throw. This is inside. Couldn't locate the changeup. 2-2 to Perez. 3-for-10 in the series, including two driven in. He drove in a run last night and had two walks. 2-2. Swing and a miss. Got him with a cutter. Side retired, but the Rawhide do get two runs back. Trent Youngblood, a 2-RBI double. Led to the second. Quakes 5, Rawhide 2 on the Rawhide Broadcast Network at MyTV 53 from the Learn for Life press box.
Nope, not adulting today. Bills, no way. Work emails, deleted. Meal prepping, those are sad leftovers in new containers. I'm out. Good thing my 2025 Toyota Camry has available all-wheel drive, perfect for dodging to-do lists. And with up to 232 horsepower and 51 miles per gallon combined, I can run forever. Ish.
Recalculating.
Nuh-uh. Recalculating my whole life. This Camry is freedom. I'll never grow up! Toyota, let's go places.
Fame, youth, beauty, that air freshener in your car. Some things just don't last, but your car's performance doesn't need to fade. If you've been using lower quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts that can lower performance. Chevron with Techron is unbeatable at cleaning these deposits. Result? Higher performance, lower emissions, and a really happy car. Chevron with Techron.
Back in Visalia, Adonis Perez's first pitch of the second inning is a check swing by Nico Perez, and it rolls foul down the third baseline. 5-2, the Quakes lead the Visalia Rawhide after one inning played. Adonis Perez out for his second inning of work, and it's kind of just like starting over. He had a rough first inning. Quakes sent all nine batters to the plate. He faces the top of the order to start the second inning. It's a clean slate to try to get his start off to a good start. The three outs, two in the first inning, he only recorded one of them. Jose Meza was caught stealing third, and then Anel Diaz was thrown out at the plate on a terrific throw from center by Jaque Josefa. Here's the 0-1 to Nico Perez. Swing and a miss. 0-2. Slider across the zone. Southpaw, sets, kicks, throws. Just missed outside. One ball and two strikes. Five runs on six hits and two walks. In the first inning for the Quakes, it was all singles. Really good piece of hitting by Rancho. 1-2. Swing and a miss. Perez down on strikes. Breaking ball down at the feet of Perez, one out. More like it from Adonis Perez. He's not going to overpower, but he's going to spin it around the zone with changeup and sliders and some vertical horizontal movement, maybe some diagonal movement too. Pitch arcs start looking like a messy children's painting. Jaron Elkins takes ball one outside. Righty batter, the 1-0. On the outside corner for a strike. 1-1 to Elkins. 2-1 series lead for the Quakes. They've already locked up a playoff spot. They'll be playing in the Cal League South Division playoffs. Elkins takes a strike, 1-2 in 4 weeks. The question is, who do they play? Is it Inland Empire, Lake Elsinore, or Visalia? That'll be decided in the next 21 games. 1-2 in the dirt, two balls, and two strikes. Ride, hoping for a win to even up this series. Comes the 2-2 to Elkins. In the dirt, and through the legs of Vera Honda, back to the backstop. Full count to the center fielder. Now, Visalia, they've been terrific at home. 34-23 here at Valley Strong Ballpark. The Rawhide have not lost a home series in 3 months. The payoff. Grounded down the third baseline. It stays fair. Soler barehands it on the grass. Throw to first. Not in time. So softly hit by Elkins, and one of the fastest runners in the Cal League. Soler did everything he could, but not much of a chance there to get Elkins out. Seventh hit already for the Quakes. Just finding ways to get on. One on, one out for Chase Harlan, who singled and scored back in the first. Everyone has sat down in the Rawhide bullpen. Visalia hoping Donis Perez can settle into his start. Fires home. A ball inside to Harlan. Perez has thrown up to 92 pitches in outings this season. I mean, really used a couple more innings from him tonight. 1-0. Ground ball is over the third base back. Backhanded by Soler. Throw from foul territory is wide of the bag. And it'll be another infield base hit for the Quakes. Again, Yasel really does all he could. Able to get to that baseball and prevent it from being extra bases. Skid it up over the third base bag. And a throw from foul territory never stood a chance. 8 hits for the Quakes, all singles. 2 on, 1 out. Just doesn't feel like anything is going right pitching's way right now. I mean, what can you do? Soft contact. Still back-to-back hits. Jose Meza stands in. Takes ball one upstairs. Right-handed hitter singled in the first. Elkins at second. Harlan at first. One out. Perez home. Popped up into center. Yosefa racing back. This ball he's carrying. Yosefa leaps up and makes the catch at the track. Elkins will tag down to third. Two outs make it, and runners on the corners. That ball was not hit super hard, 93 off the bat. But it had some carry on it, and Yosefa was surprised like me how quick that ball was carrying back. Had to scamper back and make a really nice jumping grab. Showing off his athleticism. Showed off time and time again in the outfield. Two outs. Runners on the corners. Myro Martinez flied out in the first. He digs in to the right-handed batter's box. Lefty Perez kicks and pitch clock violation. Oh, they're going to call a balk. Oh, Perez stopped, but it sounded like Jose Sandoval had said something. I mean, sure, it was a balk, but it Jose Sandoval yelled something out, and that's why Perez stopped. Elkins scores from third. Harlan to second, so make it 6-2 Quakes. Throw home, swing and a miss. I thought that Sandoval was stopping play. Maybe there'd been a pitch clock violation. maybe it was a fan screaming and not him, but he looked like he was standing up. The 0-1 grounded left side to the shortstop. Nin collects with the belly, fires to first. A little high of the bag, but Perez leaps up and plays the tag down on Martinez. Two hits, one run comes across for the Quakes. Sent to the home half of the second. 6-2, Rancho Cucamonga in front on the Rawhide Broadcast Network. MyTV 53 for the Learn for Life press box.
At Valley Strong Credit Union, we believe that it's never too early to start building a bright financial future. With Valley Strong's youth accounts, kids learn to earn, save, and master essential money management skills. Skills that set the foundation for a lifetime of financial independence. From piggy banks to portfolios, Valley Strong is committed to teach the ABCs of all things money. Don't wait. Open a youth account today at valleystrong.com/youth. Empower your child with the tools they need for a secure financial future.
Kaweah Health Lifestyle Fitness Center is Visalia's premier gym experience. When you join the Lifestyle Fitness Center, you're on your way to achieving your fitness goals. Come see the best gym around and train like a pro. With an indoor basketball court, two indoor pools, saunas, and cryotherapy. Run the indoor track or scale the rock wall. Childcare is available. Why wait any longer? Visit thelifestylecenter.org to learn more.
And it is just off. It is okay. You are both winners tonight. Back up. You won the live press box.
Thanks, Jacob. Now batting fair high, number 9, Gerald Nin.
Six-two lead for the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes over the Visalia Rawhide. Bottom of the second inning at Valley Strong Ballpark. Eight hits, all singles for the Quakes through two frames to take a early lead. The Rawhide got two back in the first. Marlon Nieves fires home, a first pitch strike to Gerald Nin. Bottom three in the Rawhide lineup, Nin De La Cruz Josefa. 0-1. Nin shows bunt, pulls it back. It sells high. One ball, one strike. Great crowd on hand, as we mentioned. Seats nearly full tonight. Mudville 9 jersey giveaway for the first 350 fans. Nin takes a ball outside. Two balls and one strike. Here's the 2-1. Upstairs, three balls and one strike to Gerald Nin. Bottom of the second, 6-2, Quakes in front. Beautiful night for baseball. 3-1, fouled straight back, and the count full. Big thanks to our great friends from Learn for Life for sponsoring tonight's Friday night jersey giveaway. It's been so fun. Every Friday here at Valley Strong Ballpark, a different jersey giveaway, and I'm seeing a few of the different jerseys in the crowd tonight. Pitch home, strike three call, 96 up on the top corner.
Nin
down looking, one away for Diaz De La Cruz. Nieves' third strikeout. Three of his 4 outs via the catch. The pitch on the inside corner for a strike, 0-1. Seeing a Visalia White Sox jersey, Visalia Mets. Visalia Cubs jersey, that's just right in front of me, too, in the section in front of me. De La Cruz checks his swing, and it rolls foul quickly, 0-2. It's awesome to see all the baseball history in Visalia, the 80 years, and it's scattered about the crowd tonight. Wearing their different jerseys they've received for free with a ticket all season. Just got to get to the ballpark a little extra early. Here's the 0-2. Swing and a miss. De La Cruz down on strikes. 98 upstairs. Two away. Back-to-back K's for Marlon Nieves.
Now batting here high, number 1, Jacque Josefa.
Jacque Josefa will stand in. Trying to get a base runner on in the second with the Rawhide trailing 6-2. Lefty batter. Here's the pitch. outside corner called a strike, 97 from Nieves, 0-1. He's touched 98 already tonight. This will be his 41st pitch. And the dirt, 1-1. Well, the Mudville 9 jersey is a little unique tonight, a little different than some of the other Visalia baseball jerseys. Seffa takes outside, 2-1. Now, the Mudville 9 were a fictional baseball team. The great sports poem, the greatest sports poem of all time, Casey at the bat. 2-1. Upstairs, 3-1. And it's something over the last 10 to 15 years has been done a lot here in Visalia is honor the Mudville 9, who were based off being a Central Valley team. That was the idea in the poem. 3-1. Upstairs, 4. Yosefa's aboard with a walk. It's the third walk for Nieves, and every Rawhide walk brought to you by Save Mart. Walk or drive into Save Mart to take advantage of over 4,000 items with new lower prices. Back to the top of the order in J.D. Dix, switch hitter batting lefty, struck out swinging in the first. The pitch outside. 1-0 to Dix. Casey at the bat. It was written all the way back in 1888. And it's amazing how it so much of it still rings true today. Here's the 1-0. Flied into left. Nicholas racing towards the line, fighting the sun, coming in and making the lunging grab to retire the side. One base runner, that's all, in the second for the Rawhide. After two innings played, it's Rancho Cucamonga 6, Visalia 2 on the Rawhide Broadcast Network and Mike TV 53 from the Learn for Life press box.
When I'm at my high school, I want to feel safe.
I want to learn things I'll actually use.
I want to control my schedule. I want to control my future.
I want to be authentically myself. Even at school.
I learn for life high schools. I can. I can change
my story.
And so can you.
Enroll anytime to control your education. Completely free.
Oh no, the PTA. They've spotted me. 2025 Toyota Grand Highlander Hybrid. Get us far from here. With 36 miles per gallon, I'm outrunning judgy glares. 362 horsepower, perfect for escaping a bake sale sign-up sheet. All-wheel drive, built for pavement, gravel, and the instability of a PTA talent show. Plus, premium JBL speakers drown out all the drama. You'll never take me alive! Toyota, let's go places.
Top of the third inning at Valley Strong Ballpark. 6-2 lead for the Quakes over the Rawhide on a just splendid night for baseball. Sun's starting to set right into the eyes of Trent Youngblood. This does every night. Left field, rest of the diamond in the shade. Stands are in the shade, which feels pretty good right now. Jackson Nicholas takes strike one from Adonis Perez. Lefty on lefty matchup here to start the top of the third. 50 pitches for Perez. He deals. The dirt, 1-1. Lights are on, but not into effect. Clouds don't really exist in the Central Valley in the summer. We haven't seen many of those for months. Nothing but blue ahead, overhead. 1-1. Ground ball up the middle through for a base hit. Nicholas with a walk and a run in the first. Out on a single here in the third, and Rancho Cucamonga continues their singles barrage. 9 singles off Adonis Perez. And we're only in the third inning. Victor Rodriguez was one of the singles back in the first, and he scored. Throw home. This is outside 1-0. 1-0. Driven high in the air down the left field line. It's going foul, but way down the line. Onto the structure, the exciting new structure down the left field line. That will be the new batting cages and weight room next year at Valley Strong Ballpark. It's been awesome to see the construction on that. 1-1. Just missed outside with a fastball. Two balls and one strike. Over the last month, the roof, the sides, the foundation, it's all come together for the brand new batting cages. Weight room, 2-1. On the outside corner for a strike, 2-2. It's going to be a really huge asset for Rawhide players to have starting next year. It's going to be nice and air-conditioned, too. Batting cages right now here at Valley Strong Ballpark are outside. The pitch, fly foul down the right field line.
That's another broken window.
Days when it's 110. Hopefully not too many of those days next summer. There haven't been many of those days this summer. But it's going to be a lot nicer for players on both teams to take batting practice in the AC. 2-2. Driven up the middle, down for a hit. Rinse and repeat for the Quakes. It's hit 10 of the night. Nicholas to second, Rodriguez to first. This has been an offensive clinic by the Quakes.
Now batting number 16.
Not over swinging, just getting on base. Six runs, 10 hits, and there's two on with nobody out. Angel Diaz coming to the plate. The pitch. This is inside. 1-0 to Diaz. He singled. Starting out at the plate in the first. Great throw from Jacque Josefa that ended the inning. 1-0 pitch. Outside. Two balls and no strikes. Here's the 2-0. Chopped foul off the bottom of the bat. 2-1. Yeah, man, talking about it earlier, Rawhide haven't lost a home series in over 2 months. You have to go back to May 6th versus 11th. Guess who it was against? The Quakes. Last time Rawhide lost the series, they dropped 4 of 6 in that series. Since then, 7 home series. They've either won or split them. 2-1. Driven into left. Youngblood's got a long run back. Backpedaling at the track. Looking up. Off the track. Over the fence. A ground rule double. Nicholas will score. Rodriguez to third. A RBI double for Diaz. And there's the first extra base hit of the day for the Quakes. It makes it 7-2. Ball up in the zone, and Angel Diaz halfway to a cycle with an RBI single and now an RBI ground rule double. It's his third double of the season. Left-hander Jingsen Ko digs in. Takes ball one upstairs, 1-0. 7 runs on 11 hits tonight for the Quakes. 2 runs on 1 hit for the Rawhide. 1-0. Brown ball up the middle, over the mound, and into center field. A base hit. Rodriguez will score. Diaz will hold at third. I think a lesson has been learned. Jacque Josefa tosses it in. That'll make it 8-2 Quakes. A 12th hit for Rancho Cucamonga. But Diaz was thrown out trying to score back in the first inning. Jacque Josefa threw him out at the plate, and this time, that wasn't going to happen. Junior Zerpa, bench coach, is the third base coach for the Quakes. He learned his lesson. Josh Kusen-Brown, Rawhide pitching coach, out to chat with Perez. Everyone had sat down in the Rawhide bullpen, but they're up and stirring again now here in the third. 8 runs, 12 hits. And Nico Perez due to come up for the third time here in just the third inning. Five runs in the first, one in the second, and two more in the third for Rancho Cucamonga. That's made it 8-2 Quakes on this gorgeous Friday night for baseball. Josh Goosen Brown walking back to the Rawhide dugout. Perez's last home start, 7 shutout innings against Modesto. He won Cal League Pitcher of the Week. Does not look like that guy tonight. Nico Perez steps in. He struck out and walked the pitch. Foul straight back, 0-1. Low, 1-1. If the Rawhide can't complete the comeback tonight, keep that streak going of not having lost a home series since early May. They'd have to win the last two games of the series tomorrow and Sunday. The pitch. Chopped foul off the top of the foot of Perez and bouncing towards the Rawhide dugouts. 1-2. Seven pitches for Adonis Perez. Still no outs here in the third. 1-2, not yet. A pickoff throwback to first. Coe back to the bag. Diaz at third. Coe at first. Nobody out in the third. 2 runs across. Quakes 8, Rawhide 2. Here's the pitch. Chopped foul off the bottom of the bat. We'll do it again. We're talking about the Mudville 9 of the Rawhide giving away 350 Mudville 9 jerseys tonight. First 350 fans, courtesy of our best friends at Learn for Life. And wanted to share some of the words from Casey at the bat over the course of the broadcast. It's such a terrific and truly moving poem in my mind. 1-2. Inside, 2 balls and 2 strikes. Try to, in between some batters over the rest of the evening, share the stanzas. There's 13 of them, so it's a long poem. 2-2. Grounded foul. And if you don't know the end of Casey at the Bat, you know, you're going to have to tune in the whole game and not spoil the ending for you. How Casey does in the Mudville 9. And in 1888 by Ernest Lawrence Thayer, the pitch in the dirt, full count. Now he kind of fictionally based it off Stockton, the Mudville 9. The poem talks about the Delta and the Valley. And the Ports, actually, one of Visalia's rivals in the Cal League, and actually played as the Mudville 9 2000 and 2001 the whole season. They were the Mudville 9. That was their name. The payoff home, swung on and missed. And Perez down on strikes. There's one out. That gives us a chance to remind you that when the best need their rest, they stay at the Hampton Inn Tulare. Visit the Visalia Rawhide's website for a discount for your next stay in the Valley. One out for Jared Elkins. He's already 2-for-2 today and has scored both times. The pitch. This is inside 1-0. Elkins, 4 hits, 4 runs over the last two nights. Number 27th ranked prospect in the Dodgers organization. Perez steps off. Pickoff throwback to first. Coe back to the back. Now Elkins is one of those risers, and he's made a name for himself, really a breakout year in single A, didn't start the year ranked, but has been one of the more electric players in the league. 1-0. swing and a miss, 1-1. And when the All-Cal League comes out in a few weeks, just voted on that. Broadcasters voted on that this week. Certainly Elkins is a candidate to be in the outfield, though he's going up against some very talented other outfielders. 1-1. Chopped foul, 1-2. But, hey, when you've stolen 63 bases on a season, he's playing his 100th game tonight. 107 hits. Especially that he stuck around all season. He's absolutely got a case for himself to be in the All-California League. And that comes out. The season comes to a close. 1-2 from Perez. Swing and a miss. Back-to-back strikeouts. Two away. Perez, after four straight hits to start the inning with two strikeouts. That slider coming around from the side. Chase Harlan will stand in. Also 2-for-2 today with a run. The pitch in the dirt. 1-0. And this will be Adonis Perez's last inning, and that will mean for a fourth straight night, Rawhide starter does not go past three innings. One-0 coming. Low, away from Verahonda, back to the backstop. Diaz will race home and score, standing up. A third run in the inning for the Quakes. It's 9-2, Rancho Cucamonga. Be a wild pitch on Perez. 5 in the first, 1 in the second, and now 3 here in the third. Two up. Grounded foul off the bottom of the bat. Off the side of the body of Harlan, 2-1. Pitching and hitting, or really any element of baseball, is somewhat contagious. Look back at Rawhide starters just 2 weeks ago in against Modesto here at Valley Strong Ballpark. Last home series, Rawhide starters were terrific. 5 of the 6 starters completed 6 innings. 2-1. This is low. 3-1. All 5 starters, all five starters completed 5 innings, I should say.
Stop lying to me.
4 of the 5 quality starts. None of them allowed more than a run. 3-1. Swing and a miss and a full count. That was kind of, you know, contagious in a good way. Everything clicked for Rye pitching this week, and it's been the opposite this week. It's all falling apart, and just nobody's been able to figure it out. Here comes the payoff. Ground ball left side. Nin dives outside of the shortstop's reach into left. Youngblood quickly tosses it in as Harlan is held at third. A base hit for Chase Harlan. Jinxian Ko with a runner holding at third. Runners on the corners with 2 outs for Jose Meza.
Now batting for the Quakes, number 27, Jose Meza.
And that's going to do it for Adonis Perez. For 82 pitches tonight, he'll go 2 2/3, 9 runs, 13 hits, and responsible for the 2 runners aboard. It's Dengope Ride, bench coach, coming out to make the change. 9-2, an offensive outburst by the Quakes tonight. We'll step aside. 9-2 Quakes at the top of the third on the Rawhide Broadcast Network on MyTV 53 from the Learn for Life Press Box.
Make your home a best free zone. Say hello to restaurant.
You love your car, but you don't give it a hug before bed or kiss it goodnight. But you can still show you care by using Chevron with Techron. If you're using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and harm performance. Chevron with Techron cleans up these deposits and helps protect cars from future engine deposits. You end up with higher performance and a happy car. Chevron with Techron.
At Valley Strong Credit Union, we believe that it's never too early to start. building a bright financial future. With Valley Strong's youth accounts, kids learn to earn, save, and master essential money management skills. Skills that set the foundation for a lifetime of financial independence. From piggy banks to portfolios, Valley Strong is committed to teach the ABCs of all things money. Don't wait. Open a youth account today at valleystrong.com/youth. Empower your child with the tools they need for a secure financial future.
Alexis Liabano, the new pitcher for the Rawhide, out of the bullpen. Two outs, runners on the corners in the top of the third. 9-2 lead for the Quakes over the Rawhide. Liabano's making his 11th appearance of the season for the Rawhide. 4.73 ERA and 13 and a third innings of work. 12 strikeouts, 9 walks, .255 batting average against. Liabano is a flamethrower. Fastball has touched 99 miles an hour this season. And I'll compliment it with a curveball. He looked really, really good on Tuesday night. A perfect inning with 2 strikeouts. Fires home. A first pitch fastball at 95 miles an hour. Missing upstairs. Coe at third. Harlan at first. Two outs in the third inning. Liabano deals. Ripped down the left field line. Hooking foul. 110 off the bat of Jose Meza. He barreled it up. Just a little bit early on the breaking ball. That's impressive by Meza just to sit back on it. Second pitch of the at-bat. Saw the Quakes very off balance with the fastball and the curveball mix on Tuesday night. Meza was sitting on the breaking ball. 1-1, though. Liabano's right arm dangling by his side. He comes set and deals. Popped up. Into left. This ball's carrying a little. Josefa jogging back towards the gap. Reaches up and makes the grab. Inning over. 3 more score for the Quakes. And they chase the starter, Adonis Perez. We head to the bottom of the third. Quakes 9, Rawhide 3 on the Rawhide Broadcast Network and MyTV 53 from the Learn for Life press box.
When babies are upset, they throw tantrums. But what's the sign of an upset car? Lower performance. If you've been using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and lower performance. But Chevron with Techron is unsurpassed at cleaning vital engine parts, and it helps protect cars from future engine deposits. Your car will thank you for it with great performance. Chevron with Techron.
I can't do it anymore. Another touch base, another pivot, another sync with Gary. What does that even mean? I'm escaping in my 2025 Toyota 4Runner. Multi-terrain select, four-wheel drive, 326 net horsepower, so I can drive far, far from Gary. Goodbye, inbox. Hello, great outdoors. I'm making eye contact with a deer right now. We get each other. Thank you, 4Runner. I live here now. Toyota, let's go places.
Now batting career high, number 6, Alberto Briga.
Bottom of the third, it's a 9-2 lead for the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes over the Visalia Rawhide. Griffin Epstein alongside our excellent team led by JT Gomez. Alberto Barriga leads off the bottom of the third and takes strike one from Marlon Nieves. 46 pitches for Nieves. He deals. Ground ball to the third baseman Harlan. Stumbles a little, but up with it. Fires to first. Wow, some arm speed there. And there's one out. Valley Strong Credit Union helps kids learn to earn, save, and master essential money managing skills with specialized youth accounts for all ages. Find more information or get started today at valleystrong.com/youth. One out for Soler. He walked. Came around to score on the Trent Youngblood. Two RBI double in the first. Nieves deals. Outside, a slider swerving out of the zone. Here's the 1-0. Down the middle for a strike. 1-1. Yasiel has been one of the best players in the Cal League over the last month. Here's the pitch. Grounded fair. A trickler back to the mound. Nieves picks it up. Throw to first. In time to get Soler. Off the end of the bat, it slowly hops on the grass towards the mound. Nieves nearly collided with the catcher, Diaz, who was sliding down to try to get after the ball and really made a nice throw from the third baseline, and it just beat Soler down the line. I say Yasiel's got a 23-game on-base streak, trying to reach and make it 24 games. It's the second longest active on-base streak in the Cal League. A few more chances at least tonight, though. Well, he's actually walked in the first. I just said that. So he has extended it 24 games. Has a hit in every game in this series. A few more chances at continuing that. But 24-game on-base streak now for Soler with the walk in the first. Verahonda fouls one back, 0-2. Nieves trying for his first 1-2-3 inning. Turns and throws. Ground ball back to Nieves, the pitcher. He turns and fires to first. Well, that was quick. 1-2-3 third. After three frames tonight, Quakes 9, Rawhide 2 on the Rawhide Broadcast Network and MyTV 53 from the Learn for Life press box.
At Learn for Life High Schools, I can be myself.
I can feel safe.
I can go to school at times that work for me.
I can prioritize my mental health.
I can have a better school-life balance.
I can work at my own pace.
I can control
my narrative.
At Learn for Life High Schools,
I can control my own education.
I can change
my story,
and so can you.
Enroll anytime to control your education. Completely free.
Meet Liana, a part-time chef and full-time mom. In the past, Liana didn't have health insurance because she didn't think she could afford it. What she didn't realize is she qualified for Medi-Cal. She loves the coverage and peace of mind that comes with high-quality care. The kind of care you get with Anthem Blue Cross. This is Medi-Cal, and it's for more people than you think. Maybe even you. To see if you qualify, go to chooseanthem.com/CA. That's chooseanthem.com/CA.
Fourth inning in Visalia. 9-2 lead for the Quakes over the Rawhide. Alexis Liobano out to work and fires ball one, spiked in the dirt. Liobano needed just two pitches to get the third out of the third after the Rawhide starter, Adonis Perez, chased from the game. Just didn't have it tonight. 13 hits allowed, 9 runs. The pitch. Broken bat flare back to Liobano. One hops to his glove and an underhand toss to first. One away. Bat shattered in half. Curveball up and in. One out. Jackson Nicklaus to the plate. He scored twice today. Singled in the third. Walked in the first. The pitch. Lefty fouls it away. 0-1. Rancho win. They guarantee at least a series split. They've really just had the Rawhide's number this year. 13-8 against Visalia. 7-5 here at Valley Strong Ballpark. Nicholas takes low. One ball, one strike. Stockton's the only other team in the Cal League with a winning record here in Visalia. The Ports only played one series all the way back in April. 1-1, fouled straight back. One ball and two strikes. Rides wins have not been easy too against Rancho. They've won five times here at home. Throughout the 4th of July win, which was a demolition derby by the Rawhide. The rest of them have all been close. Ball spiked in the dirt, 2-2. Rawhide walk off on Tuesday night. Visalia walked off. Walk off walk by Trent Youngblood. He's back on mental health awareness night in May. They won a tight one-run ball game Wednesday of that series. Here's the 2-2. This ball's crushed into center. Yosefa racing back at the track. He leaps and made the catch. Jacque Yosefa doing everything in center field tonight. Another terrific catch. The speed, the hops, and he takes away extra bases from Jackson Nicholas. He is so fun to watch in center, and he's been running all over the place tonight. His second leaping catch, and that one better than the first. Victor Rodriguez takes strike one. He's made a good handful of catches this season. Just leave your jaw dropped. Rodriguez takes outside, one ball, one strike. Freaky athleticism. He's thrown out a runner at the plate tonight, too. Throw home. Swing and a miss, 1-2. And it just feels, in my opinion, I feel like he's a much better fit in center than in right. He was in right field last night and had a few problems picking up the baseball. I feel like you want your fastest player and the guy with the best arm in center, right? Rodriguez takes inside, two balls, two strikes. Jose Alpuri has certainly played a very solid center field for the Rawhide. He has the night off, the pitch, in the dirt. And the count full to Rodriguez. Now between Yosefa Alpuria and Slade Caldwell, seen a lot of great plays in center. The 112 Rawhide games so far this season. The payoff. Fly foul. Rodriguez stays alive. Two outs. Base is empty. Top four. 9-2. The Quakes over the Rawhide. The pitch. Flied into right center. Yosefa on his horse again. De La Cruz, over. He reaches out and makes the catch right in front of the barn in right center. Some loud outs, but a 1-2-3 inning for Alexis Leobano. Visalia will try to get the bats going in the home half of the fourth. They trail 9-2 on the Rawhide Broadcast Network and MyTV 53 right, from the baby, Learn for Life press box.
Nope, not adulting today. Bills, no way. Work emails, deleted. Meal prepping, those are sad leftovers in new containers. I'm out. Good thing my 2025 Toyota Camry has available all-wheel drive. Perfect for dodging to-do lists. And with up to 232 horsepower and 51 miles per gallon combined, I can run forever. Ish.
Recalculating.
Nuh-uh. Recalculating my whole life. This Camry is freedom. I'll never grow up! Toyota, let's go places.
Fame, youth, beauty, that air freshener in your car. Some things just don't last, but your car's performance doesn't need to fade. If you've been using lower quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts that can lower performance. Chevron with Techron is unbeatable at cleaning these deposits. Result? Higher performance, lower emissions, and a really happy car. Chevron with Techron.
One-run ball game Wednesday of that series. Here's the 2-2. This ball's crushed into center. Yosefa racing back. Trent Youngblood leads off the bottom of the fourth with the Rawhide trailing the Quakes 9-2. Youngblood takes ball one outside for Marlon Nieves. 54 pitches for Nieves, and he's starting to find a groove. He deals upstairs. Two balls, no strikes. Nieves has retired four in a row. Three walks, but only one hit allowed. The pitch home outside 3-0. And that only hit allowed was to Youngblood, who hit a two RBI double back in the first. 3-0. Low, ball four. That's a save mart walk for Trent Youngblood. Another walk for the Rawhide presented by Save Mart. It's your neighborhood store that's fighting inflation for you every day. Walk or drive on by. Don't forget about
now
bicycling.
Here, high, number 18, Enivert
Perez will step to the plate with Youngblood at first. And Youngblood is going to be pitch run for. Alexander Benoit will come on the field and Trent Youngblood off. Well, good day for Youngblood. Two RBI double and a walk. His day is done. Benoit will likely just slot into left. He's comfortable out there in the fifth. Perez struck out in the first. Here's the pitch. Upstairs, 1-0. Sun is set. Lights are in near full effect now. Sky a dark navy shade of blue. Throw home. Strike on the inner third, 1-1. Yeah, that's still throwing in the mid-90s, 96 miles an hour. Peeks over his shoulder at first. Sets, kicks, and deals. Foul tipped back. 1-2. One, two. Swing and a miss. Perez down on strikes. One away. And another strikeout for Nieves. Make it strikeout number five. Jump up in the zone. Well, we wanted to give you some of the passages from Casey at the bat, so we'll start at the top. The outlook wasn't brilliant for the Mudville Nine that day. The score stood 4-2 with but one inning more to play. And then when Cooney died at first, and Barrows did the same, a pall-like silence fell upon the patrons of the game. We'll get you another stanza on the next half inning. 1-0 count to Nin. It's Mudville 9 night here at the ballpark. Nin takes inside. 2-0 with the Rawhide honoring the Mudville 9. The team, Casey in the bat. First 350 fans got a Mudville 9 jersey giveaway. 2-0. On the outside corner, make it 2-1 to Nin. Can't beat free jerseys. But maybe the only thing better than free jerseys is free hamburgers. Here's the 2-1. Ground ball right side through the 4-3 hole into right field. Benoit will hold at second as Meza fires it into the infield. Just the second hit of the night for the Rawhide. Visalia has two aboard with one out of the fourth. Diaz de la Cruz will come to the plate, trying to get the Rawhide rally started in earnest. They trail 9-2 here in the fourth. De la Cruz struck out swinging in the second. Here's the pitch. It's outside, a slider. 1-0. Well, free hamburgers are pretty great, and Milwaukee Brewers fans are having the time of their life right now. Here's the 1-0 pitch to De La Cruz. Catches the top corner for a strike. Brewers won again tonight. They've won 13 straight games. They beat the Reds. Tied their single season record for a win streak now. Best record in baseball. 1-1. swing and a miss, 1-2. Brewers won on Wednesday afternoon. They won 12 straight, and it triggered a promotion that's only happened 3 times ever in Milwaukee. The local diner chain, George Webb, will provide free hamburgers at all of its restaurants if the Brewers win 12 in a row. 1-2 pitch. On the outside corner, ring him up, 2-away. Strikeout number 6 for Marlon Nieves. 96, painting the black. That's a terrific pitch. And a little, just a little horizontal movement back into the zone, too. 2 outs for Jacque Josefa. He walked in the second. 2 on, 2 out, bottom of the 4th. Rye trail, 9-2. Here's the pitch. Outside, 1-0. So George Webb, it's a local burger chain, and they announced that next Wednesday for 4 hours, anyone that comes into one of the restaurants, they get a free hamburger. 1-0. Misses low, 2-0, and you can also pick up a voucher and redeem it at a later date. This is the 3rd time that George Webb has provided this incredible service. Josefa takes a strike on the outside corner, 2-1, and the story goes that back in the day, the man himself, the late George Webb, back when Milwaukee didn't even have a professional, a big league team, had a minor league team, he said, well, if the Brewers win 18 straight, we'll have free hamburgers. Josefa grounds one right side to the second baseman, Perez. He's up with it and fires to first, ending over. Eventually, that got lowered to 12 in a row. And with the Brewers, the hottest team in baseball, free hamburgers next week in Milwaukee. Led to the top of the 5th, 9-2 lead for the Quakes over the Rawhide on the Rawhide Broadcast Network and MyTV 53 from the Learn for Life press box.
Congratulations, man. Back up to the Learn for Life press box.
At Valley Strong Credit Union, we believe that it's never too early to start building a bright financial future. With Valley Strong's youth accounts, kids learn to earn, save, and master essential money management skills. Skills that set the foundation for a lifetime of financial independence. From piggy banks to portfolios, Valley Strong is committed to teach the ABCs of all things money. Don't wait. Open a youth account today at valleystrong.com/youth. Empower your child with the tools they need for a secure financial future.
Kaweah Health Lifestyle Fitness Center is Visalia's premier gym experience. When you join the Lifestyle Fitness Center, you're on your way to achieving your fitness goals. Come see the best gym around and train like a pro. With an indoor basketball court, 2 indoor pools, saunas, and cryotherapy. Run the indoor track or scale the rock wall. Childcare is available. Why wait any longer? Visit thelifestylecenter.org to learn more.
Back in Visalia, where it's a 9-2 Quakes lead over the Rawhide. Top of the 5th inning at Valley Strong Ballpark. Alexis Liabano has pitched 2 1/3 scoreless, and his first pitch of the frame sails high and tight to Angel Diaz. Diaz is having himself a wonderful night to throw home. Cut on and missed. 1-1. 2 hits for Diaz. And he's driven in 2 runs. Up his batting average, that was at just .216 entering the night as he swings and misses at an elevated fastball, make it 2-2. Liabano throws in the dirt, and the count goes full. the pitch, line, left side, past the glove of Soler, and down the left field line to the warning track. Diaz hustling into second with a double. Benoit has replaced Youngblood in left after pitch running for him. And he was able to get to the ball at the warning track before it got to the wall, but it didn't matter. Diaz has a three-hit night, two doubles and a single. 14 hits for the Quakes. Fourth double of the season for Diaz. Ching Senko has two hits tonight. Swings the first pitch and drives it into left. Benoit's going to have plenty of room. Reaches up and makes the grab. Second baseman Diaz at second will hold. I'll give you the next stanza of Casey at the bat. Straggling few got up to go in deep despair. The rest clung to that hope which springs eternal in the human breast. They thought if only Casey could bat but get a whack at that, we'd put up even money now with Casey at the bat. More to come. Advil 9 night here at the ballpark. One out for top of the order, and Nico Perez takes ball one low. Lights into 100% effect, the sky and inky black now. 1-0. Fly foul off the netting down the first baseline. 1-1. Great night at the ballpark tonight. It's going to be a big one tomorrow night. It's Star Wars night. First 500 fans. We'll get a light sword. It's an LED light sword. It lights up. I got a chance to test drive it. Throw home. Fly into right. De La Cruz scampering back. Reaches up and makes the catch. A step shy of the track. Diaz will tie down to third without a throw. But there's two outs in the frame. Jaron Elkins will come to the plate. 9-2. Quakes lead here in the top of the fifth. Liobano trying to complete two and a third inning scoreless from the bullpen. Star Wars night, it's going to be a blast. Post-game drone show. You have the light sword giveaway. It's LED. It lights up. It's a lot of fun. Throw home. On the outside corner, just missed. And he held up. 1-0 to Elkins, who's 2-for-3 today. Two hits, two runs. It'll be a fun night. Star Wars music. The drone show after the game. Elkins swings and lines one into center for a hit. Three at night for Elkins, and he'll drive home Diaz from third. Double digits on the board for the Quakes. It's 10-2. Five hits in the series for Jaron Elkins. Continues his terrific season. 110 hits. Anything over 100 in his season, pretty darn good. Chase Harlan takes strike one on a curveball at the knees. One across here in the fifth. 10-2 Quakes on 15 hits. And remarkably, 13 of them have been singles. 0-1 in the dirt. One ball, one strike. Tickets are not sold out for tomorrow night, but all the seats are. So you can go online and get your tickets. Bring a blanket, and you can enjoy the action from the Four Creeks pasture. Harlan takes a strike on a curveball. 1-2. It's going to be another great night for baseball, even a couple degrees cooler than tonight. And honestly, with the sun going down at about 6:30, 95 degrees in the shade, a little light breeze, perfect. 1-2. Swing and a miss. Harlan strikes out on an elevated fastball. Side retired. One run scores. Diaz a double. Elkins an RBI single. Head to the home half of the fifth. Quakes 10, Rawhide 2 on the Rawhide Broadcast Network. MyTV 53 from the Learn for Life press box.
When I'm at my high school, I want to feel safe. I want to learn things I'll actually use.
I want to control my schedule.
I want to control my future.
I want to be authentically myself, even at school.
At Learn for Life High Schools, I can. I can change
my story.
And so can you.
Enroll anytime to control your education completely free.
Oh no, the PTA. They've spotted me. 2025 Toyota Grand Highlander Hybrid. Get us far from here. With 36 miles per gallon, I'm outrunning judgy glares. 362 horsepower, perfect for escaping a bake sale sign-up sheet. All-wheel drive, built for pavement, gravel, and the instability of a PTA talent show. Plus, premium JBL speakers drown out all the drama. You'll never take me alive! Toyota, let's go places.
Egg bringing up the rear. Tipper is going in. It looks like the taco and the mustard are going to win it with the orange, a couple of chickens, and a hot dog. They're running as hard as they can. Thank you, Dr. Tess. Thank you, Jennifer Kids. Back up for the Local Life Press Box.
Thanks, Jacob. That was our Jennifer Kids mascot race. And Rawhide Band. Now batting here high, number 26, J.D. Dick.
Dylan Figueredo, the new pitcher for Rancho Cucamonga, into the ball game. Solid work by Marlon Nieves tonight. Four innings, allowing just two hits, two runs, but we'll get a no decision, only completing four frames. Figueredo can be in line for the win with a solid inning here. Ready, fires home, a first pitch ball inside. First appearance of the season, and making his 19th appearance of the season. First appearance of the week. 3.12 ERA, 26 innings of work. Here's the pitch. Inside, 2-0. 24 strikeouts, 15 walks. Holding opponents to a 2.42 batting average against. Solid season in his second year with the Quakes. Go. 2-0 to Dix. Missed inside, 3-0. Hasn't allowed a run in the month of August. Hasn't allowed a run in his last two outings. Did allow a run back on August 2nd. Firestone. Strike on the inner third. He's on the board, 3-1. Native of Venezuela. 6 foot flat, 174 pounds. 2021 international free agent signing. Twirls and deals. Fly foul down the left field line. A full count to Dix. JD's 0 for 2 today. Strikeout swinging and flown out to left. JD had his ninth multi-hit game last night with the Rawhide. 2-for-4 with two runs. Dix will step out. Payoff. Ground ball through the right side. Base hit for Dix. He's aboard. The leadoff runner here in the fifth. Third hit of the day for Visalia. A piece of hitting by Dix. Took the count full. Fastball on the outer third. Drove it past the second baseman, Perez. Catcher Diaz out to have a quick word with the pitcher, Figueredo. Alberto Barriga coming to the plate. He's walked and scored today, grounded out of the third. Pitch to Barriga on the inside corner for his strike, going one. 10 runs on 15 hits tonight for the Quakes. 2 runs on 3 hits for the Rawhide. Came on a 2 RBI double by Trent Youngblood in the first. 0-1. This is upstairs. 1 ball, 1 strike. One-one. Outside, 2 balls, 1 strike. Barriga! Figuarito throws. Driven to right. Long run in for Meza. Reaches up and makes the jogging grab. There's one out. Well, our next stanza on Casey at the bat. But Flynn preceded Casey, as did also Jimmy Blake, and the former was a hoodoo, while the latter was a cape. So upon that stricken multitude, grim melancholy sat, where there seemed but little chance of Casey getting to the bat.
Rawhide fans, your attention please. Pitch hitting is number 13, Adrian Rodriguez.
There's one out here in the fifth. J.D. Dix at first. Yasel Soler is going to be pinch hit for. Adrian Rodriguez will pinch hit for Soler. Good news for Yasel, though. He walked back in the first. So his on-base streak will live another day. 24 straight games. Second longest streak for any Rawhide player in the last 2 years. Rodriguez takes strike one. Only Demetrio Crisantes. 57 game on base streak. Legendary end to the 2024 season for Crisantes. Longest on base streak in minor league baseball last year. Longer in the last 2 years. Soler is not going to be able to catch him. It's the 0-1's cut on and missed. 0-2. Rodriguez off the bench where he's hitting 205 on the year. 79th game.
Partying with you.
0-2. Flied off the end of the bat into right. It'll get down for a hit. Opposite way. Flare for Rodriguez. He's aboard. Two hits in the inning. There's two aboard with one out in the fifth. Carlos Vera Honda will come to the plate.
For
two today. Vera
Honda.
Ten to two lead for the Quakes here on the bottom of the fifth on this warm but quite pleasant evening. Second to last homestand in Visalia. The pitch. On the inside corner for a strike, 0-1. Visalia's in Inland Empire next week in a really must-win series if the Rawhide have any chance of making it to the Cal League playoffs. 0-1. Broken back, ground ball up the middle. Could be two. Figuarito throws the ball into center field. Dix will race home and score. And instead of an ending double play, a E1. Dix scores. Rodriguez will go to third, and Vera Honda is safe at first. Softly hit ground ball. Figuarito was trying for two. He threw it wide to the second baseman, Perez, and into center. A third run across for the Rawhide. They trim the lead to seven. Alexander Benoit will get his first at bat of the day. Pitch ran for Trent Youngblood. Back in the fifth. Was put together a nice last couple months. 241 overall batting average on the season. Runners on the corners, one out, throw home. On the inside corner for a strike. E1 causing a run to come around and score. Always a weird one. Figuarito, you know, he most likely not going to be an earned run. Depends on what happens this inning. But if it's an unearned run, you know, it doesn't go against his ERA, but it was his own error. But you know, baseball stats don't account for who makes the error. 0-1, swing and a miss. 0-2 to Benoit. Two in the first, another here in the fifth for the run. Three runs on four hits. 0-2. Foul straight back. Do it again. Mm-hmm. 0-2. Upstairs, one ball and two strikes. Quakes scored 5 runs in the first. They added another in the second, 3 in the third. All of those runs credited to Adonis Perez. Added one more in the top of this frame. 1-2. Fouled straight back. And Benoit fighting here at the plate. He hasn't gotten as much playing time as some other Rawhide players, but 294 in August. 7 games. 458 on base percentage. 5 hits. 6 walks for the Dominican native. 1-2. Just missed outside. Two balls. 2 strikes to Benoit. Figueredo throws. Ground ball over the third base bag. A fair ball down the left field line. Rodriguez will score. Baranda on his horse and held at third as the ball is relayed in. A double for Alexander Benoit. He's reached in 12 of his last 13 games. And a 6-pitch at bat. A really good plate approach by Benoit off the bench. Bounces a double over the third base back past the outstretched reach of Harlan. 2 runs across in the inning, and the Rawhide are a swing away from being back in this ballgame. They're Honda at third, Benoit at second. It's his 6th double of the season. And Yvert Perez coming to the plate. There's only 1 out in this inning. 1 swing away from making it a 3-run game, and the Quakes bullpen will get very busy. Everyone's standing up and ready to go. Trancoso with some words for Figueredo. Perez, one of the hottest hitters on the Rawhide, will stand in. Figueredo ready on the bump. 2 runs across, still only 1 out. 3 hits and an error, very costly error in the inning. The pitch. Upstairs, 1-0 to Perez. And it looked like an inning-ending double play. Comebacker could have been a 1-4-3 inning-ending double play, but instead Perez threw it into center. It's giving the Rawhide some life in the fifth. 1-0 pitch. Side, 2 balls, no strikes. Perez has struck out twice today. Each base in every game so far in this series. 2-0 to the catcher from Venezuela. A strike at the top of the zone. 2-1. A 94-mile-an-hour fastball. Here's the 2-1 pitch. Outside, 3 balls and 1 strike to Perez. Errol Nin, left-handers on deck. So much longer, the Quakes and John Shoemaker stick with Figueredo. It's been a busy week for their bullpen as well. 3-1. Ground ball softly hit down the third baseline. A roll foul. Full count to Perez. Dick started the inning with a single. Rodriguez, pinch hit, single into right. Barahondo reaching on the throwing error. And then Benoit, pinch hit, RBI double. Payoff home. Ground ball, left side, charging in Harlan. He fields at the grass, throw across the diamond in time for the out. Rodriguez kept his back foot on the bag, but it's an RBI ground out for Perez. Barahonda scores from third. The Rawhide have a 3-run inning and trim the lead to 5. Law will go to third. Productive out. Gerald Nin, the left-hander, coming to the plate. 5 runs is not an insurmountable deficit. It certainly feels a whole lot closer than it did to start the inning. Gerald Nin trying to add a few more. 1-for-2, singled in the fourth. The pitch. Strike on the inside corner. Another night, another high-scoring game between these two. Had a lot of that both in Rancho Cucamonga and here. 0-1. Ground ball foul down the first baseline, 0-2. Third straight game. Both teams scoring at least 5 runs. Not used to seeing it most of the season at Valley Strong Ballpark. Been a lot of low scoring, tight, good games. Quick. Slapping the case last few nights. They have been full of action the last couple nights, that's for sure. Plenty of runs. 0-2. Flied foul down the third baseline. Nin lights off a fastball. Ground ball right back to the pitcher, Figueredo. He gloves it underhand, tosses to the bag, and the inning is over. The Rawhide are back in the ballgame, though. They scored 3 in the fifth. 3 hits, Lee, 1 stranded. Well, to the 6th frame. It's the Quakes 10, the Rawhide 5 on the Rawhide Broadcast Network and MyTV 53 from the Learn for Life press box.
You love your car, but you don't give it a hug before bed or kiss it goodnight. But you can still show you care by using Chevron with Techron. If you're using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and harm performance. Chevron with Techron cleans up these deposits and helps protect cars from future engine deposits. You end up with higher performance and a happy car. Chevron with Techron.
At Valley Strong Credit Union, we believe that it's never too early to start building a bright financial future. With Valley Strong's youth accounts, kids learn to earn, save, and master essential money management skills. Skills that set the foundation for a lifetime of financial independence. From piggy banks to portfolios, Valley Strong is committed to teach the ABCs of all things money. Don't wait. Open a youth account today at valleystrong.com/youth. Empower your child with the tools they need for a secure financial future.
Yeah, reaches up, and makes the grab. Standing over, 3 more. Wednesday of that series. Here's 2-2. This ball's crushed into center. Josefa racing back at the track. He leaps and made the catch. Jacque Josefa doing everything in center field tonight. Another terrific catch. Top of the 6th inning at Valley Strong Ballpark. It's a 10-5 lead for the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes over the Visalia Rawhide. Caswell Smith is the second arm out of the bullpen tonight for the Rawhide. Right-hander from Jasper, Georgia, fired a first pitch strike to Jose Meza. He deals a changeup in the dirt. 1 ball and 1 strike. 10 runs on 15 hits tonight for Rancho. The Rawhide, 5 runs on 5 hits, coming off a 3-run 5th. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Fastball with some bite to it. 96 from Smith. 1-2. 7th appearance of the season for Caswell Smith. Played his college ball at the College of Charleston. Beautiful Charleston, South Carolina. 1-2. In the dirt, 2 balls and 2 strikes. To bounce back after a challenging outing on Wednesday night. Got just 1 out. Have a hit and 2 walks. 3 runs came across. 2-2. Swing and a miss. Got him with a fastball. One away. Overall for Smith, ERA north of 15 this year as he makes his seventh appearance. And five and a third innings of work. He's allowed nine earned runs. Nine hits, though, 10 walks, six strikeouts. So command's been a tricky element for Smith. He's coming back from Tommy John surgery. Missed all of 2024 with TJ surgery. His first pitch home to Jairo Martinez is in for a strike. Martinez is the only quick yet to reach today. He's 0 for 3. Here's the 0-1. Flied into right. This ball's got some carry. De La Cruz back. The edge of the track reaches up and makes the catch. Two away. Well, it gives us a chance for another passage from Casey at the bat. But Flynn let drive his single to the wonderment of all, and Blake, the much despised, tore the cover off the ball. And when the dust had lifted and the men saw what had occurred, there was Jimmy safe at second and Flynn a hugging third. We've kind of completed the prelude, and now Casey's actually going to come to bat. We'll see what happens. Jackson Nicholas takes strike one. A 1 pitch. Swing and a miss. Blew 97 by him. 0-2. Nicholas has had a nice night. He's reached twice today, walking a single, two runs. And the only time he didn't reach, he was robbed of extra bases. Jacque Josefa made a spectacular leaping catch at the wall. A 405 sign in dead center. 0-2. In the dirt. One ball. Two strikes to Nicholas. Oklahoma Sooner, 17th round draft pick by the Dodgers last season, native of Wichita, and is not related. Sorry, you wish, but not related to Jack Nicklaus. 1-2. Check swing. Did he go? Yes, sir. He went around on the breaking ball in the dirt. Excellent inning for Caswell Smith. 1-2-3 and the top of the sixth. All right, try to continue the rally. We head to the home half of the sixth inning. Quakes 10, Rawhide 5 on the Rawhide Broadcast Network and MyTV 53 from the Learn for Life press box.
Will you raise your hand for a child like me?
Become a CASA volunteer today.
Works is your one-stop shop for
at Valley Strong Credit Union, we believe that it's never too early to start building a bright financial future. With Valley Strong's youth accounts, kids learn to earn, save, and master essential money management skills. Skills that set the foundation for a lifetime of financial independence. From piggy banks to portfolios, Valley Strong is committed to teach the ABCs of all things money. Don't wait. Open a youth account today at valleystrong.com/youth. Empower your child with the tools they need for a secure financial future.
Cahuilla Health Lifestyle Fitness Center is Visalia's premier gym experience. When you join the Lifestyle Fitness Center, you're on your way to achieving your fitness goals. Come see the best gym around and train like a pro. With an indoor basketball court, two indoor pools, saunas, and cryotherapy. Run the indoor track or scale the rock wall. Childcare is available. Why wait any longer? Visit thelifestylecenter.org to learn more.
Marco Corcho is the second arm out of the bullpen tonight for Rancho Cucamonga. He's looking to hold the Quakes lead at 5. Rancho leading Visalia 10-5. So we enter the bottom of the sixth. Matias De La Cruz leads off the frame for Visalia. Corcho throws. Ball one inside. De La Cruz 0-for-2 today, two strikeouts. Corcho is making his first appearance this week and his 29th of the season. 1-0. In the dirt, two balls, no strikes. He's been hittable at times, 7.97 ERA, and has batting average against a 343. Whoppingly high. Throw home on the inside corner for a strike, 2-1. 28 strikeouts, 28 walks, 35 innings of work, and he allowed 5 runs in his last outing. So see if the Rawhide can tap some more runs against Corcho. 2-1. Shot foul, 2 balls, 2 strikes. Corcho out of the windup. Throws. High. Full count to De La Cruz. 3 runs in the 5th for the Rawhide. Dix led off with a single. And then how about 2 pinch hit base hits? Andre Rodriguez, Alexander Benoit. The payoff. In the dirt. Ball 4. Lead off walk to De La Cruz. Rawhide walk. Brought to you by Save Mart. Prices dropped, inflation stopped. What are you waiting for? Walker drive on by this week. Brings up Jacque Josepha. Walk today. And float out. J.D. Dix, top of the Rawhide lineup on the other side. Visalia trails by 5. Throw home. And strike at the top corner. 96 miles an hour from Corcho. Native of Cartagena, Colombia. Beautiful city in South America. Throw home. Misses outside. 1 ball, 1 strike. Colombia's got some wonderful cities to visit. Capital is, of course, Bogota. 1-1. This is low. 2 balls and 1 strike. Love the international game of baseball. Jacque Josepha at the plate from Curacao. Corcho on the buck from Colombia. Over at first, you have throw home, swing and a miss, 2-2. You have Victor Rodriguez on the bag, first baseman for the Quakes. He's from Venezuela. Now you've got De La Cruz, the runner at first from the Dominican Republic. 2-2. Misses low, and the count full. And all that, and we're playing in the United States. This is a big pitch here for Corcho. The payoff. Swing and a miss. Strikes out Josepha, 1 out. Gives us a chance for another passage from Casey at the bats. From 5,000 throats and more, there rose a lusty yell. It rumbled through the valley. It rattled in the dell. It pounded on the mountain. It recoiled upon the flat. For Casey, mighty Casey, was advancing to the bat. Maybe appropriate that J.D. Dix steps in and takes ball 1 upstairs. Call it mighty J.D. Dix, first-round draft pick by the D-backs last year. Our 9th-ranked prospect in the D-backs organization, according to MLB Pipeline. A lot of big expectations on the 19-year-old shoulders, and he slaps one through the right side for a base hit. And to right with Meza tossing it in. Past the second baseman, Perez, who was shaded up the middle. Back-to-back hits for Dix in the 5th and now the 6th. They both threw it through the 4-3 hole, not doing too much with it. De La Cruz holds it 2nd. And the Rawhide are in business here. Swing away from making it a 2-run ball game. Back-to-back nights for J.D. Dix with 2 hits. 10 multi-hit games on the season. Manuel Diaz having a quick word with Marco Corcho. 1 out. De La Cruz at 2nd. Dix at 1st. Alberto Barriga to the plate. A catcher from Mexico. 0-for-2 today. Walked and scored in the 1st. High set for Corcho. Kicks and throws. In the dirt. Spiked a curveball. 1-0. Last last outing for Corcho in Lake Elsinore, against Lake Elsinore at Rancho, in Rancho Cucamonga. He got just one out. He allowed four hits, five runs. And that'd be perfect for the Rawhide in this inning. As they trail by five. 1-0. This is inside. 97. Doesn't matter how fast you throw it if you can't throw it in the zone. 2-0 to Barriga. The pitch. Grounded foul. Adrian Rodriguez pinch hit for Yasiel Soler back in the fifth and recorded a single. Fresh off the bench, he's on deck. Esfira Honda will follow. 2-1 count to Barriga. Corcho sets. Deals. Swing and a miss. Blew the fastball by Barriga. 2-2. Great crowd on this Friday night into the weekend here in Visalia. Kids have completed their first week of school, but hey, it's still summer, right? It's still August. Got to come to a ball game. Penultimate weekend of baseball here at Valley Strong Ballpark, and the families are enjoying it. 2-2. Low, and the count full to Barriga. Corcho readies. The payoff. Upstairs, ball four. The bases are loaded. Another Rawhide walk brought to you by Save Mart. Walker, drive to your neighborhood. Save Mart, fighting inflation for you every day. The Rawhide are fighting back. They trailed by as much as seven. But they have the bases loaded with only one out and a five-run deficit that certainly could be erased very quickly. Ramon Troncoso, Quakes pitching coach, has been getting his steps in tonight, and he'll walk out onto the mound to chat with Marco Corcho. De La Cruz is at third, Dix at second, Barriga at first. Adrian Rodriguez coming to the plate. He came off the bench in the fifth and recorded a single and came around to score. Quakes have more action in their bullpen. Another righty throwing. Just one out for Corcho. Everyone's up and moving around. Corcho is the second reliever used today by John Shoemaker's club. Just don't know if they can stick with him much longer. Hasn't had great command. Two walks, a single, and his only out was a full count. Rodriguez steps in and one of the bigger spots of the season for Visalia. Rawhide trying to rally and get a much-needed win. Snap a two-game losing skid. The pitch home. Misses outside, 1-0. Short stop from Puerto Rico. Recorded his first hit of the series last inning. 1-0. At the knees for a strike, 97 from Corcho. Probably Rodriguez has permission from Gifted Gope to swing away now. Bases loaded, one out, Rawhide down by five. The 1-1. Foul tip straight back. 1-2. Carlos Vera Honda on deck. Nothing else. You want to put the ball in play for the Rawhide. Chip away at a deficit. It was all the way at 7. 3 in the fifth for the Rawhide. Looking for more. Here in the sixth, it's been a topsy-turvy, high-scoring, eventful night of baseball. 2-plus hours into the ballgame. It's good it's not a school night. 1-2. Outside. Two balls and two strikes. Corcho deals. Lined right to Harlan at third. He'll throw to second and double up Dix. Inning over. Worst possible scenario for the Rawhide. A 5-6 inning-ending double play. The Rawhide held scoreless in the sixth. It's 10-5 Quakes after six innings on the Rawhide Broadcast Network and MyTV 53 from the Learn for Life press box.
Our grounds crew has been providing colors prepared by Cal Apparel, your local source for all your embroidery, screen.
When I'm at my high school, I want to feel safe.
I want to learn things I'll actually use.
I want to control my schedule.
I want to control my future.
I want to be authentically myself, even at school.
I learn for life high schools.
I can.
I can change
my story.
And so can you.
Enroll anytime to control your education completely free.
Oh no, the PTA. 2025 Toyota Grand Highlander Hybrid, get us far from here! With 36 miles per gallon, I'm outrunning judgy glares. 362 horsepower, perfect for escaping a bake sale sign-up sheet. All-wheel drive, built for pavement, gravel, and the instability of a PTA talent show. Plus, premium JBL speakers drown out all the drama. You'll never take me alive! Toyota, let's go places.
Final three innings of baseball tonight at Valley Strong Ballpark. The Rancho Cucamonga Quakes lead the Visalia Rawhide 10-5. Caswell Smith worked a 1-2-3-6. He's out for the seventh inning. Fires home a first pitch, sailing high for a ball to Victor Rodriguez. Rodriguez is 2-for-3 today. Two singles, two runs. The pitch inside, two balls, no strikes. Rawhide had the bases loaded in the sixth with one out. Adrian Rodriguez lined it right to Chase Arlen, the Quakes' third baseman's mitt, and he threw to second to double up Dix. 2-0. Inside, and it hits Rodriguez. So he's aboard at first on a hit-by-pitch to start the frame, and it gives us a chance for another stanza from Casey at the bat. There was ease in Casey's manner as he stepped into his place. There was pride in Casey's bearing and a smile in Casey's face. And when responding to the cheers, he lightly doffed his hat. No stranger in the crowd could doubt 'twas Casey at the bat. Angel Diaz is going to try to put together a four-hit night here. He's 3-for-3, two doubles, a single, two RBIs, and two runs. The pitch. This is low, 1-0. It's been a near-perfect night for Diaz, the catcher from Maracay, Venezuela. Long night at the plate, beyond the plate for him, no doubt, but I think it's been worth it. Pitch sails outside from Smith. Make it 2-0. 10 runs on 15 hits tonight for the Quakes. They scored 5 in the first. And they lead by 5 here in the seventh. The pitch. The knees for a much-needed strike. 2-1. Rawhide have chipped away, cut the lead to 5, but tough break in the sixth inning with the bases loaded. Ending inning double play. It's the 2-1s cut on and missed. 2-2. Flutters the glove and home. Outside, swing and a miss. Throw down to second's a good one. Did Dix get the foot of Perez? Bryce Bibleduck wasn't sure. He looked around to Jose Sandoval and he says, yes, he did. He's out. So Diaz swings and misses, and the throw down to second was a good one, and Dick's a really athletic play with the glove. He reached around, and he tagged the back left cleat of Victor Rodriguez, and there's two outs, and the bases have been cleared. Chingsen Ko stands in and takes ball one upstairs. We've seen a little bit of everything tonight now, haven't we? Smith trying to complete two scoreless Nice work out of the pen. 1-0. Top of the zone for a strike. 1-1. Smith home in the dirt. 2 balls, 1 strike. Mentioned the Rawhide will head down south for the next series to face Inland Empire. Then they're home for their final home stand against San Jose. Finish the season on the road at Stockton. Here's the 2-1 pitch in the dirt. 3-1. The Quakes will host the Modesto Nuts for the final time next week. And they'll head on the road for their final road trip. It'll be a commuter trip just down to Lake Elsinore, and then they finish the season hosting Fresno. 3-1. Upstairs, ball 4, and a walk to Ching Sen Ko. Get another stanza in. 10,000 eyes were on him as he rubbed his hands with dirt. 5,000 tongues applauded when he wiped them on his shirt. Then, while the writhing pitcher ground the ball into his hip, defiance flashed in Casey's eye. A sneer curled Casey's lip. Josh Goosen-Brown's going to walk out. Chautauqua Caswell-Smith. We may as well keep going. Now, the leather-covered spear came hurtling through the air, and Casey stood a-watching it in haughty grandeur there. Close by the sturdy batsman, the ball unheeded sped. "That ain't my style," said Casey. Strike one. The umpire said. From the benches black with people, there went up a muffled roar like the beating of a storm waves on a stern and distant shore. "Kill him, kill the umpire," shouted someone on the stand. It's likely they'd have killed him had not Casey raised his hand. 4 stanzas left to go. We'll finish up the story. Latter couple innings. Mudville 9 night at the ballpark. First 350 fans got a Mudville 9 jersey. We're enjoying the great words of Casey at the bat from Ernest Lawrence Thayer. Greatest sports poem of all time. Goosen-Brown back to the dugout. Caswell-Smith pipes in a first pitch strike on a breaking ball to Nico Perez. 0 for 3 today. Walked and scored back in the first. Coe at first with 2 outs. As the 0-1's found straight back. 0-2 to Perez. Swing and a miss. Bending breaking ball. Strikes out Perez. 2 scoreless innings by Caswell Smith. Nice work on this Friday night by the native of Jasper, Georgia. It's time to stretch at Valley Strong Ballpark. 10-5 lead for the Quakes on the Rawhide Broadcast Network and MyTV 53 from the Learn for Life Press Box.
And find out how they can grow your possibilities. Now it's time to get up.
You love your car, but you don't give it a hug before bed or kiss it goodnight. But you can still show you care by using Chevron with Techron. If you're using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and harm performance. Chevron with Techron cleans up these deposits and helps protect cars from future engine deposits. You end up with higher performance and a happy car. Chevron with Techron.
At Valley Strong Credit Union, we believe that it's never too early to start building a bright financial future. With Valley Strong's youth accounts, kids learn to earn, save, and master essential money management skills. Skills that set the foundation for a lifetime of financial independence. From piggy banks to portfolios, Valley Strong is committed to teach the ABCs of all things money. Don't wait. Open a youth account today at valleystrong.com/youth. Empower your child with the tools they need for a secure financial future.
Thank you.
10-5 lead for the Quakes over the Rawhide. Bottom of the seventh inning. It's turning into a late Friday night here at Valley Strong Ballpark. Carlos Virajondo will lead off the frame. Marco Corcho out for a second inning of work. Fires home, and it's high and tight. And Virajondo tumbles onto the dirt. Now, Corcho didn't look sharp in the sixth. He walked two, allowed a hit, but he got some help from an inning-ending 5-6 double play. Line drive into the glove of the third baseman, Harlan, who threw to second to double up Dix. 1-0. On the inside corner for his strike. 1-1. 0-3 tonight for Carlos, so he did reach in the fifth. The pitch upstairs. Two balls, one strike. Corcho home, swing and a miss. 2-2 to Virajondo, leads the Rawhide with a .280 batting average among players played 10 games or more. Takes a 10-game on-base streak into tonight, but jeopardy. 2-2, swing and a miss. Down on strikes, one away.
Hey, I need some money crew! Money crew!
Now batting for your high, number 23, Alexander Benoit.
Alexander Benoit will come to the dish. An RBI double off the bench back in the fifth, pinch hitting. He pinch ran actually before for Trent Youngblood. First at bat was a double as he takes strike one. Benoit will step out and call time. 10 runs on 15 hits for the Quakes tonight. Far cry from Tuesday night when they were held to one hit, which was their fewest hit total of hits in any game since 2019-01. The knees for a strike, 0-2. Same thing as last night. Quakes scored 5 across the first two innings last night. Tonight, 6 runs across the first two innings. 0-2 to Benoit. Lunged in line to the left, down for a hit. Benoit's aboard, and he's got a two-hit night off the bench. Time for another stanza of Casey at the bat. With a smile of Christian charity, great Casey's massage shown. He stilled the rising tumult. He bade the game go on. He signaled to the pitcher. Once more, the dun spear flew. Casey still ignored it. Umpire said, strike two. Casey's down 0-2, and Marco Corcho's day is done. John Shoemaker's taking the baseball from him. There's one on, one out in the bottom of the seventh. The Rawhide trailing 10-5 on the Rawhide Broadcast Network from the Learn for Life Press Box and MyTV 53.
When babies are upset, they throw tantrums. But what's the sign of an upset car? Lower performance. If you've been using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and lower performance. But Chevron with Techron is unsurpassed at cleaning vital engine parts, and it helps protect cars from future engine deposits. Your car will thank you for it with great performance. Chevron with Techron.
I can't do it anymore. Another touch base, another pivot, another sync with Gary. What does that even mean? I'm escaping in my 2025 Toyota 4Runner. Multi-terrain select, four-wheel drive, 326 net horsepower, so I can drive far, far from Gary. Goodbye, inbox. Hello, great outdoors. I'm making eye contact with a deer right now. We get each other. Thank you, 4Runner. I live here now. Toyota, let's go places.
Michael Vilches is the new pitcher for the Quakes, making his 29th appearance of the season. He replaces Marco Corcho with one on and one out, and will face the right-hander Enyavert Perez. Corcho Vilchez, I should say. Second appearance this week. He tossed two innings on Tuesday night of scoreless baseball. He was sharp. Two strikeouts, only one base runner reached on a single. His first pitch home is in for a strike to Perez. Quiet night for Enyavert. He's 0 for 3. 29th appearance of the season for Perez. For Vilchez, I should say. Native of Curacao deals. And it's upstairs. One ball, one strike. Perez, Nin, De La Cruz. The next three due up. Rawhide had the bases loaded in the sixth. Couldn't score. Ending double play. Stop that rally. There's the 1-1. Swing and a miss. Change up out of the zone. Trickles away from Diaz, but not far enough for Benoit to go anywhere at first. 4.15 ERA overall for Vilchez. In the month of August, he's allowed just two earned runs. Overall, 5.93 ERA in 41 innings. Pitch, 44 strikeouts, just 24 walks. Here's the 1-2. Inside, two balls, two strikes. 235 batting average against. Been a solid season for the right-hander from Curacao. 2-2. Benoit takes off. It's swung on and driven into center. Benoit's going to have to race back to first as Elkins reach up and makes the grab. Two outs. Hey, be sure to come out to the official gym partner of your Visalia Rawhide baseball team at the Lifestyle Fitness Center. Located at 5105 West Cypress Avenue in Visalia, only 10 minutes away from the ballpark. There's two outs. Three-year-old Nin, left-handed hitter, is 1-for-3 today. Vilchez deals. High for ball one. Well, not some great news for the Rawhide on the out-of-town scoreboard tonight. Inland Empire has defeated Modesto 5-4. Here's the 1-0. On the outside corner for a strike, 1-1. 66ers even up that series at two games apiece, and that means with the Rawhide loss, Visalia would fall five back of Inland Empire in a playoff spot. 1-1. Fouled straight back. One ball and two strikes. Now the one good news for the Rawhide is Lake Elsinore looks like they're on their way to a loss. They're trailing San Jose 6-1 in the bottom of the eighth. Rawhide are sitting, entering tonight, tied for third place in the South. One game back of the Storm. Pitch home. Outside. Benoit takes off. It's a good throw down to second, but Benoit just beat the tag. Of Martinez. Taco Bell stolen base for Benoit. The Rawhide have their sixth stolen base of the series. Benoit's sixth stolen base of the season as well. He's in scoring position. Two outs and a 2-2 count to Nin. Here's the pitch. Ground ball softly hit down the first baseline. O'Roll foul. Stockton leads Fresno tonight 3-1. They're in the top of the seventh at Chuck Chancey Ballpark. Grizzlies have won the first three games of that series. And they are looking pretty to make the playoffs. They're five games clear of Modesto for a playoff spot in the North. Even if the Grizzlies lose tonight, they'd stay five games up with the Nuts losing, and those teams don't play each other again. It's not looking good for the Nuts as they're playing their final season in Modesto. 2-2. Fouled straight back and stays alive. Benoit down to third base. Here's the pitch inside. The count goes full. Benoit, third, two outs. Full count to Nin. The payoff. Inside, ball four. Inning continues. Another Rawhide walk. Brought to you by Save Mart. Prices dropped, inflation stopped. What are you waiting for? Walk or drive on by this week. Now, might have worked patient at bats tonight. Walk number 7 of the night. 7 walks to go with 6 hits, 5 runs. They needed 5 more to tie, 6 to win here in the 7th. 2 outs, runners on the corners for Abdias de la Cruz. The pitch. A breaking ball in the zone for a strike. A 1. Swing and a miss. Hefty hack by De La Cruz. Call time behind 0-2. Hey, Osefa, countryman of Vilches on the mound. From Curacao, he's on deck. Another lefty batter. Rawhide trail by 5 here in the 7th. The 0-2. Foul tip, straight back. De La Cruz stays alive. Now, Vicelli did the same thing last night. They fought at the plate, got down early by 5 runs. They didn't make it easy for the Quakes. They went through their bullpen. They trimmed the lead to 1 at one point. And they're fighting again tonight, trying to rally with their playoff lives on the line, it feels like, this weekend. 0-2, swing and a miss. De La Cruz strikes out, ending over the Rawhide strand. 2 more in the 7th. Head to the 8th. Quakes in front, 10-5 on the Rawhide Broadcast Network and MyTV 53 from the Learn for Life press box.
At Learn for Life High Schools, I can be myself.
I can feel safe.
I can go to school at times that work for me.
I can prioritize my mental health.
I can have a better school-life balance.
I can work at my own pace.
I can control
my narrative.
At Learn for Life High Schools,
I can control my own education.
I can change
my story,
and so can you.
Enroll anytime to control your education completely free.
Meet Liana, a part-time chef and full-time mom. In the past, Liana didn't have health insurance because she didn't think she could afford it. What she didn't realize is she qualified for Medi-Cal. She loves the coverage and peace of mind that comes with high-quality care. The kind of care you get with Anthem Blue Cross. This is Medi-Cal, and it's for more people than you think, maybe even you. To see if you qualify, go to chooseanthem.com/CA. That's chooseanthem.com/CA.
Slade Caldwell Baseball. If you have raffle number 015961, head on up to the SMT store to claim that prize. We also have the authentic jersey of the Mudville 9 for raffle ticket winner 015894. Head on up to the SMT store to claim your prize.
Darlene Pinales into the ballgame for the Rawhide in the top of the 8th with Visalia trailing 10-5 this evening. Pinales making his 30th appearance of the season and 2nd of the series. An inning for Pinales on Tuesday night. He allowed an unearned run with 2 strikeouts. A walk ended up earning the win when the Rawhide walked it off, but his night does not start great as his first pitch to Jaron Elkins. It's Elkins on the elbow. Jaron Elkins has reached for a 4th time today. 3 singles and now hit by a pitch. Slow jog down to first for the Missouri native. Chase Harlan will come to the plate 3-for-4 tonight. It's a trend for a lot of Quakes players. 10 runs, 15 hits. Pitch from Pinales. The knees for a strike. 96 mile an hour fastball. Counts 0-1. 5.46 ERA on the season for Pinales. Former Quake was in the Dodgers system for a couple years. His 30th appearance of the year. Harlan swings and misses. A breaking ball, 0-2. 29 and 2/3 innings of work, 41 strikeouts, 21 walks, .229 batting average against. Working out of the stretch, Pinales at the belt. 0-2. In the dirt, 1 ball. 2 strikes to Chase Harlan. No runs for either side in the seventh inning. It's just the second inning today with no runs. Throw home on the inside corner. Ring him up. Strike three call. Well, we've been reading Casey at the bat all night. It's Mudville 9-9 at the ballpark. Casey was just called for strike two. Check back in. Fraud, cried the Madden thousands, and Echo answered fraud. But one scornful look from Casey and the audience was odd. Here's the pitch to Jose Meza. Ball one. They saw his face grow stern and cold. They saw his muscles strain, and they knew that Casey wouldn't let that ball go by again. He's taking two curveballs. He's down 0-2. He's at the bat. The climax is coming, and we'll let you know what happens. Next half inning. Strike at the knees to Meza. 1-1. Great night reading Casey at the bat. First 350 fans got a Mudville 9 jersey tonight. And one of the sweet Friday jersey giveaways here at Valley Strong Ballpark this season. The 1-1 inside bounces off the glove of Vera Honda. Back to the backstop, down to second goes Elkins. Mentioned tomorrow night Star Wars night, and I mentioned a light sword giveaway, and I've been getting some messages that it's not called a light sword, and that, of course, is correct, and I did know that, but I'm not allowed to call it anything else. Copyright has its rules. Throw home. Broken back, ground ball, left side, charging in. Third baseman Rodriguez is there. He'll fire to first. And there's two outs. Rodriguez at third. He pinch hit for Yasiel Soler. Back in the fifth inning, and it's been over at third since, but the first play he's made. Two outs for Pinales. Elkins at second, and Miro Martinez to the plate. 0-4 today. Pinales will step off. The pitch. A strike on the inner corner, 0-1. That was interesting to learn today. Miro Martinez and Jaque Josefa are cousins, actually first cousins, and they grew up together in Curacao. How about that? Playing together now in the Cow League, 0-1. Lined into left center and down for a hit. Martinez is on the board. Now all nine Quakes batters have reached today. Elkins will go to third, and there's runners on the corners with two outs. Jackson Nicholas will come to the plate. Breaking ball over the heart of the plate. And today's cousin rivalry between Josefa and Martinez. Martinez has a hit. Josefa does not. Jackson Nicholas will come to the plate. He's 1-for-3 today and has scored twice. Single and a walk coming around to score. Runners on the corners, two outs. Pinellas trying to keep it a five-run ball game. Quakes have scored just one run since the third inning. Just one run on the bullpen's tap tonight. First pitch home, sails upstairs, 1-0. Alexis Leobano were two strong innings, allowed just one run. And two scoreless from Caswell Smith. Definitely looked really the best we've seen him all year tonight. 1-0 in the dirt. One ball, one strike. Pinellas trying to keep the good vibes going for the bullpen. Donis Perez was tabbed for 9 runs, making it through 2 2/3 tonight. Duo pitch to Nicholas. The pitch. A half swing when he went around. 2-1. Pinellas throws. Outside, 3 balls, 1 strike. At the belt and home. On the outside corner, change up by Pinellas. And the count full. Darlene's definitely a leader in the Rawhide clubhouse. He's a veteran by Cal League standards, been in a couple organizations. Old guy Josh Goosen Brown's really happy to have around. Payoff home. outside, ball four. Walk will put the bases loaded. You know, players are, they're more than just players. They can often act as coaches. And Pinellas, bilingual, he does a lot of the coordinating in the bullpen with Josh Goosen-Brown. And Josh has told me a couple times when things have gone well with the bullpen, he points to Pinellas and says he's a part of it. You know, pitching coach has to be in the dugout. Pinellas is kind of like the coach out of the bullpen. This isn't the big leagues where you have coaches out there. Victor Rodriguez stands in and takes ball one inside. Being bilingual certainly helps for a Rawhide team with players from seven different countries. Five of those seven being primarily Spanish-speaking countries. Taiwan and the U.S. being the exceptions. 1-0. Outside, two balls, no strikes. Elkins is at third, Mays at second, Nicholas at first, two outs here in the eighth. The Quakes lead the Rawhide 10-5. Two oh is coming. Upstairs, 3-0. Two oh pitch. Miss low, ball four. I'll walk home a run. Quakes first run since the fifth. Elkins will come in to score. Martinez to third. Nicholas to second. Rodriguez aboard for a fourth time today. Two singles, a walk, and a hit by pitch. And here comes Josh Goosen-Brown to chat with Pinellas. That gives us a chance to read a little more Casey at the bat. Where, well, it's an 0-2 count to Casey, and we're in to the final two stanzas. The 0-2 pitch coming. One out left. Will Casey do it? The sneer is gone from Casey's lip. His teeth are clenched in hate. He pounds with cruel violence. His bat's upon the plate. And now the pitcher holds the ball. And now he lets it go. And now the air is shattered by the force of Casey's blow. Oh, somewhere in this favored land, the sun is shining bright. The band is playing somewhere, and somewhere hearts are light. And somewhere men are laughing, and somewhere children shout. But there is no joy in Mudville. Mighty Casey has struck out. Anel Diaz, the batter. Pinellas fires home. Strike at the knees, 0-1. It's a moving last stanza and a famous line, a joy in Mudville. Mighty Casey has struck out. Great poetic lines of all time for my money. A one. Misses low. One ball, one strike. I don't know. Edgar Allan Poe doesn't have anything on Casey at the bat author Ernest Lawrence there. One one. Inside, ouch, it hits Diaz. It sounded like it went off the elbow protector. But Jose Sandoval's saying he was offering at the pitch, so it's going to be a strike. John Shoemaker, the Quakes manager, has walked down. He can't believe this. Saying the way he went around, and now Jose Sandoval's going to go over and talk with Bryce Bobbledyke. It is a hit by pitch. It would walk home another run. It's already 11-5 Quakes here at the top of the eighth. And now Jose Sandoval is going to say, you're right, he didn't offer. So it is a hit by pitch. Diaz will go to first. Martinez will score. Nicholas to third. Rodriguez to second. It's 12-5, and D. Garner, Rawhide manager, would like a word with Bryce Bobbledyke. Jose Sandoval said he went. Bobbledyke, I guess, I mean, he does have the right to overrule him as the field umpire on a check swing, and he did. D. Garner is not too happy about it. There's not a lot of joy in Visalia here tonight, fortunately for the Rawhide. The magic of Casey at the bat, it rings true in, you know, lots of games. Nearly every game, there's joy for one team, that's for sure. First pitch home to Angel Diaz. Cheng Shen Ko, I should say. Mrs. Low in the dirt. 1-0. There's been a lot of fun in Visalia, but a lot of fun tonight, but in terms of the team, not a lot of joy. Hard to have joy when you give up 12 runs. It's not been the Rawhides pitching night. They're staring down the barrel of three straight losses at home. 1-0. Upstairs, two balls, no strikes. Three straight losses at home, something that the Rawhide have not suffered since just the third week of the season, back in early April, just their second homestand against Stockton. Lost four in a row, 2-0. Outside, three balls, no strikes. They've been so good at home. But the pitching has not been able to figure it out the last few nights. 3-0 count to Ko with the bases loaded. Two runs are across in the frame. Quakes lead by seven. 3-0. Outside, ball four. Ko will walk. Nicholas to third. Nicholas will score. Rodriguez to third. Diaz to second. And Perez will come up as the ninth batter of the inning.
Now batting for the Quakes, number 10.
Started with a hit by pitch, then two quick outs. Arlen struck out looking. Meza grounded out, but a single by Martinez. And now it's been three walks and a hit by pitch. Three runs across. A Rawhide rally feels extinguished now. It's 13-5. First pitch home to Nico Perez misses inside. 0-4, but with a walk. Perez is the only Quakes batter without a hit tonight. They've got 13 runs on 16 hits. 1-0. There's a strike at the knees. 1-1. Pinellas deals. Swing and a miss, 1-2. One, two. Low, two balls and two strikes. Game five of this series, Saturday night. Star Wars night tomorrow night, 6:30 first pitch. Rawhide will hope for a good starting performance from Chung Sheng Wong, who's been terrific through his first month. Jesus Tolero will start for the Quakes. The 2-2 is home, and it is strike three. Inning over, Quakes score three. They extend their lead to eight and lead 13-5. Led to the home half of the eighth on the Rawhide Broadcast Network at MyTV 53 from the Learn for Life press box.
Nope, not adulting today. Bills, no way. Work emails, deleted. Meal prepping, those are sad leftovers in new containers. I'm out. Good thing my 2025 Toyota Camry has available all-wheel drive, perfect for dodging to-do lists. And with up to 232 horsepower and 51 miles per gallon combined, I can run forever. Ish.
Recalculating.
Nuh-uh. Recalculating my whole life. This Camry is freedom. I'll never grow up! Toyota, let's go places.
Fame, youth, beauty, that air freshener in your car. Some things just don't last, but your car's performance doesn't need to fade. If you've been using lower quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts that can lower performance. Chevron with Techron is unbeatable at cleaning these deposits. Result? Higher performance, lower emissions, and a really happy car. Chevron with Techron.
Number one, Shake Yosefa.
Well, I don't know that well.
13-5, the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes lead the Visalia Rawhide. Bottom of the eighth inning at Valley Strong Ballpark. Shaquille Yosefa leads off. Swings at the first pitch. Hammers it deep to right. Off the top of the wall. Goodbye. .403. The native of Curaçao with his fourth home run of the season. Was that a sweet crack of the bat? It's a big ballpark, and it bounced right off the top of the wall and over. Looked like a no-doubter. Almost stayed in the ballpark, but it's a solo blast for Yosefa. And the lead cut to... What is that? I've lost the ability to do math. That's 7 runs. It was an 8-run lead. Now it's 7 runs, 13-6. J.D. Dix, the batter, swings and drives one to right. Back is Meza. He'll have plenty of room. Reaches up and makes the catch. One out. Hey, well, we mentioned Myro Martinez, Jackie Yosefa. They're cousins. They both grew up in Wilmastad, Curaçao. And Martinez, he had a home run last night, and Yosefa... Now they have a little play for rivalry. Yosefa answered with a home run now tonight. Now they're going to be talking tonight after the game and see if, who can be the better cousin tomorrow. First cousins on their dad's side. They grew up in Curaçao together. And the interesting thing I was going to mention is Alberto Barica takes a strike. The pitcher on the mound, Michael Vilches, knew both of them growing up. Curaçao's a very small country. As Barriga pops one up into shallow left. Martinez racing back. And there is the Curaçaoan shortstop to make the catch. Two outs. Vilches knew him. They all played against each other. Yosefa told me that he actually didn't play on the same team as Martinez. They lived on opposite sides of Wilmastad. But they all knew each other. Curaçao's a... about the size of Visalia. Wilmastad's 150,000. The island in total, about 180,000 people. It's a tiny country in the southern Caribbean near the coast of Venezuela. Adrian Rodriguez takes a strike, and yet it produces incredible baseball players. So much talent out of Curaçao. 0-1. Upstairs, 1-1. Andrew Jones, Hall of Famer, and dad of former Rawhide player. Drew Jones, native of Curaçao. One of many. Here's the 1-1. It's at the knees for a strike. Yosefa actually represented Curaçao in the Little League World Series back in 2016. Jacque was watching the World Series in the clubhouse this afternoon. 1-2. Swing and a miss. Rodriguez down on strikes. And the inning over. Jacque Yosefa launches the Rawhide's first homer of the series, a solo blast, and we'll head to the ninth. Quakes 13, Rawhide 6 on the Rawhide Broadcast Network and MyTV 53 from the Lord for Life press box.
At Valley Strong Credit Union, we believe that it's never too early to start building a bright financial future. With Valley Strong's youth accounts, kids learn to earn, save, and master essential money management skills. Skills that set the foundation for a lifetime of financial independence. From piggy banks to portfolios, Valley Strong is committed to teach the ABCs of all things money. Don't wait. Open a youth account today at valleystrong.com/youth. Empower your child with the tools they need for a secure financial future.
Kaweah Health Lifestyle Fitness Center is Visalia's premier gym experience. When you join the Lifestyle Fitness Center, you're on your way to achieving your fitness goals. Come see the best gym around and train like a pro. With an indoor basketball court, 2 indoor pools, saunas, and cryotherapy. Run the indoor track or scale the rock wall. Childcare is available. Why wait any longer? Visit thelifestylecenter.org to learn more.
Top of the ninth at Valley Strong Ballpark. Banjo Cucamonga Quakes lead the Visalia Rawhide 13-5, and it's Dios Fran Cabeza. He can do it all. He can catch, he can play first, he can play second, and he's on the mound as a position player, but making his third appearance of the season. And guess what? Dios Fran's numbers look pretty good. His first pitch home, Jaron Elkins in for a strike at 60 miles an hour. Cabeza, in an inning and a third across two appearances, has not allowed a run. Here's the pitch. Outside. One ball, one strike. Cabeza tossed an inning scoreless against Modesto back against the Nuts in May. Here's the 1-1. Lined up the middle. Second baseman Dix leaping over his glove. And a base hit for Elkins. It's a four-hit night for Jaron Elkins.
Now batting number 54.
Cabeza, he allows a hit there. That's his first hit he's allowed. He got what pitched last week in San Jose, got one out on two pitches. His pitch home to Chase Harlan misses low for a ball. Only needed 13 pitches for a scoreless frame against Modesto back on May 15th. Walked a batter, didn't allow a hit. See how he fares against Harlan. The 1-0 is popped up. Right side. First baseman Perez will call everyone off. Reach up and make the catch. One out. It's time for the Visalia Transit drive of the game. Just like our hometown team powers through the bases, Visalia Transit keeps our community moving with safe, reliable, and affordable transportation. Whether headed to work, school, or the big game, let Visalia Transit be your ride to victory. One out for Jose Meza. Swings and misses at the 63-mile-an-hour. I mean, I guess it kind of looks like a changeup. 6 inches of vertical break falling out of the zone. 0-1. Broken bat, flare, right side foul. Oh, Meza breaking his bat on a, it was 84 from Cabeza. He turned up the heat. I wasn't expecting 84, jammed him. Meza's got a smile on his face, but he's shaking his head. Broke a bat. One on, one out here on the top of the ninth. It's 13-6 Quakes. We'll get to the Visalia Transit drive of the game in a minute. Here's the pitch. Ground ball, left side, backhanded by Nanny. Throws to second for one. The throw to first in time. Double play. 6-4-3. Dios Fran Cabeza bases the minimum in 2 1/3 innings of work. A 0.0 ERA for Cabeza. Needed just 7 pitches tonight. Well, the Rawhide will look to rally in the bottom of the ninth. They trail 13-6 on the Rawhide Broadcast Network and MyTV 53 from the Learn for Life press box.
When I'm at my high school, I want to feel safe.
I want to learn things I'll actually use.
I want to control my schedule.
I want to control my future.
I want to be authentically myself, even at school.
At Learn for Life high schools, I can.
I can change
my story.
And so can you.
Enroll anytime to control your education completely free.
Oh no, the PTA. They've spotted me. 2025 Toyota Grand Highlander Hybrid. Get us far from here. With 36 miles per gallon, I'm outrunning judgy glares. 362 horsepower, perfect for escaping a bake sale sign-up sheet. All-wheel drive, built for pavement, gravel, and the instability of a PTA talent show. Plus, premium JBL speakers drown out all the drama. You'll never take me alive! Toyota, let's go places.
Bottom of the ninth, Valley Strong Ballpark, 13-6 lead for the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes over the Visalia Rawhide. Yanni Jimenez on the bump to try to close out the ballgame for the Quakes. He makes his second appearance in the series. He tossed 2 innings of work on Wednesday, allowing 2 base runners, a hit and a run, a hit and a walk, no runs, scoreless frame. Jimenez is. Nice season, 22nd appearance, 2.25 ERA, 32 innings of work, 27 strikeouts, 16 walks, and a 207 batting average against for Jimenez, the native of the Dominican Republic. Carlos Fierahonda, Alexander Benoit, and Yvert Perez due up for Visalia. 13-6 Quakes lead. Fierahonda's 0-for-4 today. On an air and scored in the fifth. He's got a 10-game on-base streak on the line with this at-bat. Jimenez throws. And it's ball one upstairs from Yanni Jimenez. Hasn't allowed a run across five innings of work. Three appearances in August. 1-0 from Jimenez. Lined into left. Base hit. On base streak continues for Carlito. Eighth hit of the game for the Rawhide. 22nd of the season for Fierahonda. The hit streak advances to 7 games. The on base streak to 11 games. Alexander Benoit stands in. Benoit off the bench. Pinch hitter. 2-for-2 tonight. Double, single, RBI. Takes ball one inside. I think after you come off the bench and you have two hits, driving a run, you almost have to start tomorrow, right? Coach has to pencil you in the lineup. 1-0. In for a strike, 1-1. Well, we were talking about the Visalia Transit drive of the game, but we didn't get a chance to reveal it. Steals for Cabeza, got an ending double play. Got to give it to Jaque Josefa. He got the Rawhide's first home run of the series, a 400-foot bomb to right center field. Sweet sound off the bat. Swing and a miss by Benoit, 1-2. And Josefa continues to show some pop, fourth home run of the season. He's had himself a night, Josefa. Made two great catches in center. And a home run as well. His athleticism is just off the charts. He's been a fun watch this season. And you know, batting average at .220, that's kind of the last piece to become more of a contact hitter. He's got the speed. He's got the arm. He also, lest I forget, he threw out a runner at the plate back in the first inning. And a great throw from center. Done everything tonight. So home run here by Visalia Transit drive of the game. 1-2, cut on and miss. Benoit down on strikes. And there's one out. Yvert Perez will come to the plate. He's 0-for-4 today. Quakes jumped on the Rawhide early. They scored five runs in the first. Adonis Perez would pitch into the third, but he was tabbed for a total of 9 runs. Quakes added one more in the second and then 3 in the third. Throw home, swing and a miss. Rawhide threatened. They scored 2 back in the first. Trent Youngblood had a 2 RBI double. They got 3 back in the fifth, and there was a little energy in the ballpark. Lead was cut to 5-1. Swing and a miss, 0-2. And really the moment that felt like it put the rally to bed. Bases loaded in the sixth, 1 out, and the tying run on deck. And Adrian Rodriguez lined out to Chase Arlen at 30, through to second, ending double play. Perez lines one into center. Elkins racing in, and he makes the catch. 2 outs. And then the Quakes really put the game away. They scored 3 in the eighth. And now batting for your high 13-6. Harold Nin's the last chance for the Rawhide tonight. He's 1-for-3 with a walk. Hope you join us at the ballpark tomorrow night. Star Wars night. A light sword giveaway for the first 500 fans. Courtesy of Rankin Field. Tickets available by SaliaRawhide.com. Pitch home to Nin. Swings and misses. 0-1. Great crowd tonight, 1,994. And seats are sold out for tomorrow night. Get a ticket, though, and enjoy life on the grassy lawn, the pasture down the right field line. 0-1. Foul and straight back, 0-2. Nin down to his last strike. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Nin strikes out, and there's no joy in Visalia tonight. The Rawhide fall to the Quakes, a final score of 13-6. third loss in a row for the Rawhide at home, and it's their first three-game losing streak at home since early April, all the way back on April 15th through 18th when they lost four in a row to Stockton, just the third series of the season. Visalia falls into fourth place in the South, though they do remain with a, or they fall, make it in an Empire win. They fall five games back of a playoff spot. Now 21 and 25 in the second half, and they're at 500 overall, 56 and 56. Rancho Cucamonga improves to 63 and 49, 22 and 24 on the season. A lot of big performers for the Quakes, 13 runs on 17 hits. Jaron Elkins had four hits. There was three hits for Chase Arlen and three for Victor Rodriguez as well. Win went to Dylan Figuarito. He improves to 2-3. Adonis Perez suffers the loss. He falls to 7-6. The final totals, 13 runs, 17 hits, one error for Rancho Cucamonga, six runs, nine hits, no errors for Visalia. Crowd of 1,994 and a game time of 3 hours and 7 minutes. We'll be back tomorrow night, 6:30 first pitch for game five of this series. The right-hander, Chung Shung Wong, going against a righty as well for the Quakes in Jesus Tierro. Thanks to our whole crew tonight, our director, J.G. Gomez, our producer, Andrew Thornburg. I'm Griffin Epstein. The Quakes defeat the Rawhide 13-6. Good night from the Valley. Personalized.